now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGY, WGFM, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
The Milwaukee Braves have taken the playing field now with Wes Covington going to left, Henry Aaron in center field, and Bob Hazel, a sensational rookie out there in right field, making his debut. At third base, it's Eddie Matthews. At short, Johnny Logan. At second base, Rhett Shanedienst. And Joe Adcock is at first base. Bob Buell on the mound, and Del Rice is awaiting now as they toss out the first ball. And the third game of the World Series is about to get underway, and we travel to our left now from Cleveland, Ohio, Bob Neal.
Thank you very much, Earl, and hello, everybody. This is the day that all of Milwaukee, all of Wisconsin, and most of the Midwest has waited for. The Milwaukee Braves have come home, and for the first time in the history of the great state of Wisconsin, the World Series is ready to unfold here in their own native state. The fans have come early. They have watched with a great deal of delight the batting practice of their own hometown heroes, the Braves, and they have watched with some anticipation and excitement the batting practice of the New York Yankees. Fans have been in a rather picnic mood. Milwaukee is noted certainly for the great number of refreshments that are consumed during a ball game, and today the picnic baskets have been out in full force. So they're waiting, and they're expecting a great many things. And as most of the townspeople are saying, the Braves are home, and they're here to stay. So with a series tied at one game apiece, and with the great right-hander, Bob Buell, the third member of the big staff for the Milwaukee Braves, out there ready to go, leading off for the New York Yankees is Hank Bauer. Bauer has had a hit in every World Series that he's played in. He has 2 hits and 9 times at bat, 1 home run. The outfield for Milwaukee pulled around to the left. And the windup and the pitch on the way takes a strike over the inside corner. In the background, I'm sure, you can hear the great chorus of voices that'll be lifted through most of the afternoon. Buell delivers now. A swing, a ground ball right back to him. Lets him run. Throws to first. He's out. So Bob Buell disposes of Hank Bauer. And there's one away for the Yankees and Tony Kubek, native lad of Milwaukee, who told me before the game that he was out here a few times before signing with the Yankees. He worked out. The park is not unfamiliar to him. He's a left-hand batter. He has 2 hits and 7 times at bat, hitting .286 in the series. Delivery is a curveball over the inside corner for strike. On deck for New York is Mickey Mantle. The outfield is just about straight away. Deep in right field is Bob Hazel. The pitch is a ball in the dirt. Bounces away from Del Rice. 1-1. One out, then we're in the top of the first inning with Tony Kubek standing deep in the box. Swings over a closed stance. Tony has a birthday not too many days hence. He's swinging that lumber. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Dome swings, drives one out in the right field. Backing up for it as Hazel turns the other way, and the ball is off the fence for a home run. Tony Kubek, who makes his home in Milwaukee, celebrates his return to Milwaukee with a home run just over the fence in right center field. So the Yankees waste no time in taking a 1-0 lead. Here's Mickey Mantle up there. Mickey batting from the left side against the right-hander Bob Buell. Mickey has 2 hits and 7 times at bat in the series, batting .286. Outfield straight away, deep in all fields. Pitch to him, slow curveball, outside ball one. There's some bunting hanging over those fences in short near the right field foul line. And there's a pitch for a strike. 1-1. And with the wire fence and the bleachers set back in there in right and left center, here's the 1-1 pitch, low and outside for ball two. We will have to wait to make sure whether the ball hits the fence or goes over it. Actually, two fences. One separates the playing field from the area, which then goes on into the bleachers. Next pitch, 3-1. So it's a 3-1 count now to Mickey Mantle, swinging that bat and standing deep in the box. And Bob Buell, who won 18 while losing 9, is in a little bit of trouble, 18-7 rather. Next pitch is a strike, 3-2. Juan Pizarro, the left-hander, goes to work for the Braves in the bullpen out in straightaway center field. Bullpens are adjacent to each other out there. You're ready. 3-2 pitch now to Mantle is lowered in the dirt, ball four. So the Yankees have a runner at first base in Mickey Mantle. They have a run home. They have one out, and Yogi Berra's up. Yogi's had one hit and seven times at bat so far in the series, batting 143. Yogi has been in more World Series than any other catcher. The outfield playing him straight away, deep in right field, is Bob Hazel. Hazel, who came up in the middle of the season, pitches inside, a curveball, ball one. Out there today for Fred Haney, so the outfield has Covington in left, Aaron in center, Hazel in right. Here's the stretch and the look to first. Mantle leads away. One ball pitch outside and low. Ball two. So Bob Buell is in a little trouble. Buell in the regular season started 31 games, completed 14. He has an earned run average of 2.74. Pizarro continues to throw in the bullpen. The next pitch outside. Ball three. So it's 3-0 now to Yogi Berra. Red Shandings moves in at second base to shout some encouragement into his pitcher. There's outside for ball four. And Yogi Berra's on, and the Yankees have runners at second and first now, with Mantle moving down to second. And Buell has given up two walks. He's given up one hit, a home run. And the Yankees have taken an early 1-0 lead. Buell gave up 121 walks in 217 innings in the regular season. He now faces Gil McDougall, batting for the Yankees in the number five spot. Gil has one hit and eight times at bat in the series, batting 125. Stands well spread in that right-hand batter's box, slightly open stance. The outfield pulls around the left for him. The check of the runner is the delivery. Outside with a curveball, ball one. So the Milwaukee fans who came here to cheer are waiting now with a little concern as Bob Buell has a little trouble finding that play. Mantle with a big lead. Throwback to second. The ball gets by Shandings. Goes out to center field. As Mantle goes to get up from Shandings, he spills and the throws to second. As Barrett comes over, he's safe and Mantle's safe at third. Shandings calls for time. The throw was on the right field side of second base, and as Shandings went for the throw, he was not able to get it, rolled out into right center field, and it will be an error charge to the pitcher, allowing Mickey Mantle to get to third, and Yogi Berra to get to first. So the pitch, the throw by the pitcher to second base, getting by Shandings and going out into right center field, enabled Mantle to get up. Shandings, in reaching to the throw, sprawled over Mantle. Mickey got up and then beat it to third, and Berra was able to move to second. So it's a one-ball count as the pitch was outside, and the Yankees now have runners at second and third. They have one run in, and Gil McDougall is up there. The pitch now comes down on me, swings and misses for a strike. 1-1. New York 1, Milwaukee nothing. Top of the first inning. And Bob Buell pitching now with all the know-how that he can master. And he has plenty of it. Working courageously to try and shut the door. Infield drawn in for the Braves. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Swings and hits a fly ball deep in the left center field. Hank Aaron digging out there for it. Goes all the way back out of the track. He falls down. He grabs the ball. And here comes Mickey Mantle in to score. Aaron fell down just by the track in left center field. And on his knees, cut the ball. And, of course, it was hit far enough to enable Mickey Mantle to come home. So McDougal gets credit for a sacrifice fly. And the fans are oohing and awing now as what looked like sure disaster for the Braves recovered. And a run comes home. So it's a 2-0 ball game. New York leading. And the batter now is Harry Simpson, the first baseman. Runner at second base, Yogi Berra. Outfield straight away. Deep in the right side of the infield is Shandings and Adcock. Pitch. Slow ground to the right side. Coming over for it is Buell. It's rolling foul. Simpson and Buell sort of had a semi-collision at first. The ball rolled over foul. One strike. Harry Simpson playing at first base today for the Yankees is looking for his first hit in the series.
Braves have Covington in left, Aaron in center, Hazel in right, Matthews at third, Logan at short, Shane Deans to second, Adcock at first. Look at the run of the pitch. Swung on, a bouncer back to second, going over to Shane Deans. He knocks the ball down. Here comes Barra for the plate, and the throw is coming in, cut off, and he's in. So it's a 3-0 ball game for New York. As Harry Simpson hits a high bouncer, back of the mound, out over second base, Shane Deans knocked it down, made a good play on the ball, but not able to make a throw. And coming home is Yogi Berra. So Simpson drives in a run, and Berra comes home. And here comes Fred Haney, the manager of the Braves, moving along out towards the mound as Pizarro, the left-hander, continues to throw. So Bob Buell, although he has given up only two base hits, gave up a home run to Kubek, walked Mantle and Berra. A throwing error in the excitement, I presume, of this big game caused the ball to go out into right center field, allowed Mantle and Barrett to move up. And then McDougal, with a long sacrifice fly deep into center field, was able to bring home Mickey Mantle. And Harry Simpson, with a chop back of second that went out for a base hit, was able to bring home Yogi Berra. So it is a 3-0 ball game. The Yankees leading. And the Milwaukee Braves perhaps will go to their bullpen, as Bob Buell, who had himself a fine 18-7 record during the regular season, is about ready to go out. It's going to be Pizarro coming on. Nice hand now for Bob Buell. So this is the earliest that a pitcher has gone out. And the Yankees manager Casey Stengel, who had thought not too many home runs would be hit, may yet turn out to be a prophet, although Kubek hit one here in the first inning. So Pizarro, who is from Puerto Rico, who's 5'11", 170-pounder, who's just a youngster, really, born on February the 7th in 1938, who's only been up in the big leagues 1 year, being this one, finds himself being pushed now into a World Series spotlight. So Bob Buell has worked two-thirds of an inning in which he has given up three runs, in which he will be charged with two bases on balls, and he will also be charged with two hits, a single by Simpson, a home run by Kubek. He did not have any strikeouts, and he leaves Harry Simpson on at first. So the left-hander now starts to move out there, see what he can do about putting out this challenge by the New York Yankees. And the first man that faces him will be another youngster, Jerry Lumpy. Young fellow who started out for the Yankee organization as a shortstop and who came up 2 years ago, then went back down to Richmond for more seasoning, brought back this year, and who has filled in at third base inadequately, and as Casey Stengel refers to him, as a good left-handed pitcher hitter, and that's the way Casey would phrase it. He stands off to the right of the left-hand batter's box, waiting as Pizarro, who came up to the Braves as a fastball thrower, but who has taken a little off his speed and has gone to work on his curveball, and has been most effective as a result. When he was down in Jacksonville, I believe he led the Sally League in strikeouts. And he had that good blazing fastball. Well, he's taking a little off that to try and get his control a little better. But he's in there now. And the Milwaukee Braves make their pitching change. So it's a 3-0 game. The Yankees leading. We're in the top of the first inning. Two out. Pitch now. Inside. Fastball. Ball one. And Lumpy falls away out of there. Umpire Bill McKinley of the American League is working the plate. Augie Donatelli of the National League at first, Paparella at second, and Conlon at third. With Sicori down the right field line, down the left field line is Shylock. The look to the runner, the pitch, curveball, hit deep into right field. But room for Hazel, he drifts out to his right, still backing up, and he's got it. And in the first inning, the New York Yankees come up with three runs on two hits, one Milwaukee error, one man left on base. At the end of the top half of the first inning, the score is Yankees 3, the Milwaukee Braves nothing. Bob Turley is out there now on the mound as the Yankees take their positions defensively. And the Milwaukee Braves, with hopes high, move in there to try and cut down that 3-0 lead. Turley from Troy, Illinois, who stands 6'2", weighs 205 pounds, is not a novice in the World Series. In 55, he worked in three games, worked 5 1/3 innings, did not win one, was charged with a loss. And in 56, he worked 11 innings, did not win one, was charged with a defeat. And so today he stands in there with an 0-2 record in World Series play. Leading off is Red Shandines, batting from the left side. Holds that bat up near the middle. Takes outside, ball one. Turley, the no-wind-up boy, who started the idea of no-wind-up with the Yankees and was followed in that department by Don Larson. And you remember Larson's performance last year. Outfield for the Yankees straight away. The pitch comes down, a fastball for a strike. 1-1. Yankees have Kubek in left field, Mantle in center, Bauer in right. They have Lumpy at third, McDougal at short, Coleman at second, Simpson at first. In close at third is Lumpy. The pitch now to Shandines, swings and misses, strike two. 1-2. Bob Turley, ready to work, looking into his battery mate today, Yogi Berra. Ready with a 1-2 delivery. Comes with a curveball, slapped down into right field. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. So Shandines starts things off in the last half of the first inning with a base hit to right field. So Red Shandines, who had one hit and eight times at bat in series competition this year, now has his second hit. Johnny Logan, who hit a home run in the second game, is up there. Johnny, right-hand batter, wearing number 23, stands about three-quarters deep in the right-hand batter's box. Outfield shaded just a few steps to the left. Shandines leads away. Check of the runner at first by Turley. The pitch comes down. Fastball on inside. Ball one. Yankees 3, Milwaukee nothing. Braves batting in their half of the first inning. It is 3:20 down the left field line, 3:15 down the right field line here in County Stadium. 4-0-2 in straightaway center. A look to first by Turley. Simpson holds against the runner. The pitch is too high. Ball two. So Bob Turley, who used to be the wild man in the American League, is having a little trouble now, just as Bob Buell experienced some trouble. Turley in 54 with Baltimore, walked 181. High and inside, ball three, which led the American League. In 55 with the Yankees, he walked 177, which also led the American League. Started in baseball with the St. Louis Browns, moved to Baltimore, was traded to the Yankees. Moving in from second base is Jerry Coleman to have a chat now with the right-hander for the Yankees, Bob Turley, as Johnny Logan stands deep. And now Logan takes a look down at Connie Ryan, coaching at third, to see whether he has the green light to swing or whether he takes. And Shandines out at first, checking to make sure he's got the sign all squared away. Leads away. Look to first by Bob Turley. The pitch now to Johnny Logan. He takes long inside, ball four. Braves now have runners at second and first. Red Shandines with a base hit has moved to second on the walk given up to Johnny Logan. And moving in there now is Eddie Matthews. Matthews has not had a hit. In the second game, struck out twice, grounded into a double play, fly to center field. In the first game, he walked twice, bounced out, popped to the third baseman. Matthews stands very deep in the left-hand batter's box. The outfield for the Yankees pulled around to the right. Deep in right field is Hank Bauer. Right side of the infield backed up. The runners lead away. Turley checks them. Here's the pitch coming to Matthews. He swings and misses, strike one. Matthews backs out now. Again looks down to Connie Ryan, coaching at third. He's back in. Shandines looking in and leads away. Johnny Logan leading away from first. Turley ready. Delivers now to Matthews. Checks his swing. Gets strike two. So Bob Turley, with that good fastball, crossed Eddie Matthews up as he came in with what looked like a slider. Don Larson working in the bullpen for the Yankees. 3-0, New York. Last half of the first inning. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swung on. Foul back. That one coming right back up into the press box. Everybody moving out of there. So the count remains at two strikes. Eddie Matthews, one of the big men in the drive to the National League pennant for the Braves, trying to get a hold of one. All right, two on. They lead off. Two-strike pitch. Swung on. Little popper back of second. And with runners at first and second, the infield fly rule is in, and the out goes to Jerry Lumpy, the third baseman. So Matthews pops to the third baseman. And there's one out for the Braves. Two men on, and the batter now is Hank Aaron. Aaron has two hits and eight times at bat. Right-hand batter, number 44. He got the mighty triple. And he's up there now to see if he can't help change that score from New York 3, Milwaukee nothing. Deep in center field is Mickey Mantle. Deep in left field is Tony Kubek. And the left side of the infield is backed up. Turley ready to work. Stretches, looks back to second to Shane Deans. Delivers now to Aaron. A fastball swung on, popped in the shallow left center field. Going out there for it is Gil McDougall. McDougall still backing up. Coleman alongside him and he grabs it. So there's two out for the Braves. And the batter now is Wes Covington. Wes has certainly been one of the hitting stars for the Braves so far, has four hits and eight times at bat in the series. Wes, in the second game, lined to the third baseman, single, struck out, and single in the left. And in the first game, had a single and a double. So he's up there to see if he can help this situation for Milwaukee. New York 3, Milwaukee nothing. Two men on, and Bob Turley pitching magnificent ball after getting the first two men on. He looks back to second, and he delivers to Covington, a left-hand batter outside for a ball. Johnny Ryan pacing up and down at third. Johnny Riddle coaching down at first, looking out, flapping his hands. Outfield playing almost straight away for Covington, who has that left foot right back on the restraining line. Sort of bends over and golfs his practice swing. The pitch now is a swing and a miss. 1-1. Turley fed him the good fastball. Covington with a good cut at the ball. Missed it. 1-1. Don Larson continues to throw in the Yankee bullpen. So the Yankees with two out on the Milwaukee Braves in the last half of the first inning. Move Jerry Coleman, the second baseman, back on the edge of the outfield grass at second, and Harry Simpson backs up at first. Shane Deans with a good lead away from second. Logan with a good lead from first. 1-1 pitch is outside for ball two. 2-1. Milwaukee fans are a little quiet as Gil McDougall now moves to the mound, and Yogi Berra is coming out for a conference. And now the partisan Milwaukee fans want this game to go on. They want Wes Covington to have his time at bat right now. And he's going to get it right now. Berra has finished his conference, and McDougall trots back to his position at shortstop. Two great teams, the Milwaukee Braves, the New York Yankees, battling in the great All Classic, the World Series. All tied up at one game, the Yankees taking off with three runs in their half of the first. Turley ready to work now, looks back to second. And the 2-1 pitch is on the way, and it's too low and inside, ball three. Bob Turley looks back out to center field, where the beautiful trees are planted out there as a wonderful backdrop for these hitters. Three balls, one strike. Two men on and two men out. Turley ready to work once again, has the sign. Looks back to second. And the 3-1 pitch is inside, high ball four. So the Milwaukee Braves have the bases loaded, two out. The batter is Joe Adcock. Joe has had two hits and eight times at bat in the series so far. The big first baseman for Milwaukee. Right-hand batter, and the outfield is playing him deep and shaded just a few steps around the left. Backed up at third is Lumpy, guarding the line. McDougal deep at short. It's Shane Deans at third as Turley comes down with the first pitch. Outside, ball one. Larson still throwing in the Yankee bullpen. Turley looks out as Jerry Coleman shouts something into him. Now trots back to his position. Joe Adcock, big man in the hopes of the Milwaukee Braves. Swings and misses a curveball. 1-1. One ball, one strike now. Joe Adcock up there. Big, beautiful day here in the tremendous Milwaukee County Stadium. Next pitch is a strike call. Breaking ball, got the outside corner. One ball, two strikes. Turley breathes a little easier with three Braves on base. Two out and one ball, two strikes the count. Adcock swings over a very close stance, his left foot right up close to the plate. Jerry Coleman shaded over near second. The pitch now is swung on, fouled off. Out of play, one ball, two strikes. So the count remains the same. Adcock standing all of 6'4", 210 pounds. Big white fleecy clouds overhead against a blue sky. And the breeze blowing across now, sort of from left to right field. Turley heaves a big sigh out there on the mound, looks into Yogi Berra. Bases are loaded. Last half of the first inning, Yankees 3, Milwaukee nothing. The pitch now is a strike three call. First inning for Milwaukee, no runs. They had one hit. There were no errors and three men left on. At the end of the first inning, the score is Yankees 3, Milwaukee nothing.
This is Westbrook Ben Boris with news from Papermate of a significant advance in the science of writing. In my years of news reporting, I've had many a pen stop writing just when I needed it the most. You've probably had the same trouble. Chances are you weren't out of ink. The ink was simply clogged. Ink clogging, you see, is the major reason most ball pens stop writing. After years of research, Papermate has discovered an exclusive new ink formula with an amazing additive called Flojum that ends ink clogging. Because of its remarkable lubricating and anti-clogging properties, Papermate's new ink formula with Flojum writes all the time, every time, even on hard-to-write surfaces such as checks, glossy photos, even glass. Get a Papermate, the only pen that has the exclusive new ink formula with amazing Flojum. The Papermate Piggyback Capri is still just $1.95.
We're ready now to move into the top half of the second inning. And for the Yankees, it'll be Jerry Coleman, the pitcher Bob Turley, and Hank Bauer. New York leading in the third game of the World Series by 3-0 score, but the Braves in the first inning getting three men on. So we have Pizarro, who came on in relief of Bob Buell in the first inning, working out there. Pitching now to Jerry Coleman, who's had three hits and five times at bat in the series, batting 600. Jerry chokes up on the bat a little bit. He's a spot hitter. Pitch by the left-hander is outside and high ball one. The outfield is pulled around to the left for the Braves, with Covington in left field, Aaron in left center, and Hazel in right. Third baseman Eddie Matthews about two steps off the edge of the infield grass. Here's the windup, the one ball pitch. Outside and high ball two. Pizarro, a teenager working out there in the big game, is ready with a two-ball pitch, and it's inside, ball three. So Coleman, with a 3-0 count, takes a look down to his third base coach, Frankie Crosetti, to see whether he's to look for a few or whether he's to swing. Let's find out. 3-0 pitch, he takes a strike. Three balls, one strike. So again, he looks down, Crosetti going through the signs. The outfield, again, shading just a few steps more to left center. 3-1 pitch comes down, and he takes strike two. Good fastball by the left-hander over the outside corner. Well, Jerry will be on his own now with a 3-2 count. Here's the delivery. Swings, hits a fly ball into left center field. Covington moving over there for it. He has it, out number one. One away in the second inning for the Yankees, and Bob Turley, the pitcher, is due up there now. Turley, during the regular season of the American League, was no challenge to Ted Williams or Mickey Mantle for the batting championship, but as a pitcher, he was... well, a pretty good pitcher. And as a hitter, he was a pretty good pitcher. In 57 times at bat, he had four hits for an 0.88 average. However, Turley has a lot of power, and if he gets a hold of it, it goes. Takes a fastball over the inside corner above the knees for a strike. Next pitch to him. Curveball swings over for strike two. The left-hander ready and delivers, and there's a bounce to the left side. Coming in for it is Matthews. He fires it across to Adcock. He's out. Turley looked like he might have decided to hold up, but then swung at the last moment, hit a little slow roller down the third base side, and Matthews in on the grass, up for it, made the throw for the out. Two out. As Pizarro, who came on in the first inning, pitches to the Yankees here in the second inning as if it was just batting practice. Hank Bauer is up there. Takes one off his left instep. He moved back out of the way of a bouncing ball. Looked for men like it might hit him, but Bauer moves out of there, and it's one ball to count. Big curveball by this young left-hander who started way high and threw it about three quarters, and it came bouncing in. Outfield pulls way around to the left. The pitch now comes down to Bauer. Fastball away from him for ball two. 2-0. Two and nothing on Hank Bauer with two out. We're in the second inning. Yankees 3, Milwaukee nothing. Next pitch, way outside, ball three. So Del Rice, who has had some World Series experience, holds that mitt up. Here's the pitch, and it's a strike. Three balls, one strike now to Bauer, who takes a look to Crosetti. Charlie Keller is coaching over at first. Bauer, many times during the regular season, is given the green light on the 3-1 sign because of his ability to hit the long ball. Let's see what he does. 3-1 pitch is outside, ball four. So Bauer draws a walk here in the second inning. First walk given up by the left-hander. Buell walked two in the two-third innings he worked. And it brings up Tony Kubek. Kubek hit a home run in the first inning. Line drive over the fence out there. The runner at first, Bauer, leads away. The look to first by the left-hander. The curveball inside. Ball one. So Pizarro says he'd like another ball, and he gets it. Outfield playing almost straight away. Shane Dean's deep at second. Bauer leads away. The pitch is bunted along the third baseline. It's rolling foul. So Kubek, who pushed that bunt down the third baseline, trots back. He has good speed. Gene Connolly, the biggest man in the World Series, who stands 6 feet, 8 inches, is starting to throw in the Milwaukee bullpen. Base run at first is Hank Bauer, two out. Adcock holds against him. He leads away. The pitch comes to the left-hand batter. He takes high. So it's two balls and one strike. Yankees get three runs on two hits, aided by two bases on balls and one Milwaukee error. 2-1 delivery is a swing and a miss for strike two. By the way, that error by the pitcher was the first error of the series for Milwaukee. Yankees had two errors in the second game, and they had one in the first game. Two out, runner at first goes, a 2-2 pitch, the swing and a miss, strike three. So, young Pizarro registers his first strikeout. And in the second inning for the New York Yankees, no runs, no hits, no errors, one man left on. At the end of 1.5 innings of play, the score is New York 3, Milwaukee nothing. Bob Hazel will be the first batter for Milwaukee in the last half of the second inning. He was referred to Hurricane Bob during the part of the campaign that he was so big with the Braves, came up, and for a month was hitting about .500. The pitch to him is outside, ball one. Outfield straight away. Yankees 3, Milwaukee nothing. Bob Turley working as the sun is obscured by a big white fleecy cloud, and the pitch now is too low for ball two. 2-0. Turley walked two men in the first inning, gave up a single to Red Shandings. This is Hazel's first World Series. Two nothing pitch comes down, and he takes it high and inside for ball three. Hazel, who hails from Lawrence, South Carolina, now lives in Columbia, South Carolina. He's a six-footer, weighs 185 pounds. He's 26. Bob Hazel. Bob Turley out there, three balls, no strikes. Ready to work, and he delivers. And it is a strike over the inside corner with a fastball. Three balls, one strike. Turley has struck out one, but a big strikeout, getting Joe Adcock in the first inning with the bases loaded. Pitch by Turley now is a ball four. Fastball, it was too high. So Hazel is on, and Turley has walked three. Batter now is Dale Rice. Dell Rice shared the catching through most of the season, Dell Crandall and Sawatsky. Rice usually caught Bob Buell. So the outfield straight away. The look to first by Turley, and the pitch now comes to Rice. He looks at a fastball over the outside corner for a strike. Yankees 3, Milwaukee nothing. We're in the last half of the second inning. Stretch by Turley. Look to first. And the pitch to Rice. He half swings and checks his swing, and it's no swing. So it's one ball, one strike. Rice, with strong wrist, started to go for that ball, was able to stop his swing and pull the bat back. So it's one ball, one strike. Dell, born in Portsmouth, Ohio, played in the World Series in 1946 with the Cardinals, had three hits. Look to first by Turley, and the pitch to Rice. Swings and a bouncer, hit back at second, and runs through for base hit. Here's Hazel making the stop at second as he looks for the third base coach and held up. So Rice singles through the box, out over second base. And again, the Braves' hopes start to come up. Hazel, who is playing right field today, is on second, and Del Rice is on first for Milwaukee. And the pitcher, Pizarro, is due to bat. Outfield is fairly shallow, and they're shaded around in the opposite field for him. So Turley will undoubtedly pitch him on the outside. Pitch to him, a swing and a miss. Pizarro, a pretty good man with that stick, hit .257 during the regular season. He had one home run at two RBIs. He's swinging that stick. He stands deep in the left-hand batter's box. Turley ready with two on. In close at first, looking for a bunt is Simpson. And there is a strike over the outside corner, strike two. Simpson and the third baseman for the Yankees, Lumpy, both on the edge of the infield grass, now have moved back. Mantle is over in left center. Kubek is shallow in left and playing straight away, and fairly deep in right field is Hank Bauer. Hazel at second. Rice at first. The pitch is inside for ball. So Pizarro still digging in there. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. We're playing in the last half of the second inning with the Yankees leading 3-0. This is the third game of the World Series. Each team having 1-1. Bullet Bob Turley out on the mound for the Yankees. Bob Buell, who started for the Braves, lasted two-thirds of an inning. All right, the stretch by Turley. The look back to second. Hazel with a lead. And the pitch comes down. Swings and hits a soft fly ball out into left field. Moving in for it is Kubek. Still moving in, and he has it. No advance by the runners. There's one out. So Pizarro just popped it out into short left field. Kubek able easily to move under it and take it for the out. The top of the order now moves in there for Milwaukee. It'll be Shane Dean stepping in. Red batting from the left side against the right-handed batter, or the right-handed pitcher, Bob Turley. Shane Dean's picking up his second hit of the series in the first inning, and he moved as far as third. But there he died. Outfield is straight away. In close at third is Lumpy. Turley ready, delivers now, and it comes down. It's inside. It almost gets away from Barrett. There goes the runner to third. The throw is down there too late. Barrett did a good job in keeping both runners from moving up, in that the ball was way inside. Shane Deems ducking out of the way, but Hazel, watching the third base coach, Connie Ryan, who took a flash to see how far Yogi would go, then made the flash and made the move to third. New set of baseballs goes out to umpire Bill McKinley, working back of the plate. Turley with the new ball. Stands out there on the rubber, looks into Yogi Berra to get his sign. Shane Dean's waiting. Hazel at third, Rice at first. They lead away. The pitch. Swung on, high to the right field. Nice hit. Here comes the run home. to second, and it goes through the shortstop McDougal. And the Braves have scored a run.
Red Shandings, who came to the Milwaukee Braves in midseason and who is given a great deal of the credit for solidifying a great Brave team, has come up with his second hit in today's game, his third hit in the series, and he has put the Milwaukee Braves back in this ballgame. It's a 3-1 score. Braves now have three hits. Yankees have two, and Johnny Logan is the batter. Curley, with a look at the runners, delivers a strike over the outside corner above the knees. Strike one. Del Rice is on at second. Red Shandingst is on at first. Yankees 3, the Braves 1. Outfield has moved around the left and they're deep. Left side of the infield backed up. Curley checks the runners, delivers a fastball over the inside corner. Strike 2. So Curley now ahead of the batter with a 2-strike count. On deck for Milwaukee is Eddie Matthews. Curley looking in. Logan stands well away from the plate, slightly bent at the waist, holds a bat cocked behind his right ear. Here's the pitch to him. Takes strike 3 with a good slider that cut the outside corner. And that is all for Johnny Logan. Called out on strikes. And for Bob Turley, that's his second strikeout. And they have come at most opportune times for Mr. Turley, most inopportune for the Milwaukee Braves. So there's two out. Runners at second and first for Milwaukee. And Eddie Matthews, who came up in the first inning with two men on and popped to the third baseman, is up there. Matthews still looking for his first hit in the series. He's 0 for 7. Left-hand batter. Curley, trying to get out of this jam, is ready and delivers to him, and he swings and he fouls it back. Matthews trying to check his swing, but he fouls it back on the screen, and it's 1 strike. Outfield is deep. Mantle is way over in right center field. Deep in right field is Hank Bauer. Coleman is practically playing out in right field. He's about 1 foot off into the outfield grass. Simpson backed up at first base. He's guarding that foul line. Del Rice is on at second, ready to roll. Shandingst down at first, moving off. Curley with a stretch. Pitches now to Matthews, takes high and outside. One ball, 1 strike. It is Eddie Matthews versus Bob Turley. Eddie holding that bat right on the end. Runners leading away. Turley checks the runner at second. And the 1-1 pitch to Matthews is inside. Ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. So Matthews takes the opportunity to step out and get some dirt as Turley takes a stroll around the back of the rubber. Turley is all set to go. Looking into Yogi Berra, runners lead away. 2-1 pitch. Is inside for ball 3. 3 balls, 1 strike now to Matthews. With 2 out, 2 on, Braves batting in their half of the second inning. And the score, Yankees 3, Milwaukee 1. Curley trying to be very careful against Matthews. But not too careful because Hank Aaron is on deck. Berra down, giving the signs. Turley takes the stretch, looks to second. 3-1 delivery to Matthews. Swings and drives. Wow. Way up in the stand.
Betty Matthews got a hold of that curveball and got out ahead of his swing just a little bit. Hit it high up in the stands, out in right field, but foul. So the Brave fans out there really started to come to their feet. Three balls, two strikes, two out, two on. Tying runs are on the bases. Early taking plenty of time. Ready to work now with two men on. And the payoff pitch is about to come to Eddie Matthews. And here she comes. There go the runners. High and outside, ball four. And here comes the professor, Casey Stengel. And we now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
They call me Saratoga, the girl from the Vichy Springs. My Vichy is the best in taste, the mixer with that extra zing. Look for the yellow label, insist on the genuine thing. Cause only Saratoga Vichy comes from the deep rock Vichy Springs.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady. Tires at rock-bottom prices, prices anyone can afford. Get Goodyear Tires from Albert E. Oliver Incorporated, Albany, the name for your best tire deal.
And he has made the wave to the bullpen. So, Don Larson, who reached into baseball's Hall of Fame, and immortality last year with a perfect game, the first in World Series competition, starts to make the move in from the bullpen. So Charlie has worked one and two-third innings. He goes out with the bases loaded here in the second inning. He's given up three hits. He has struck out two. He's allowed one run, but he leaves three men on there, and should they score, they will be charged to Turley. So Don Larson makes the long walk from center field here in Milwaukee's County Stadium. Larson in the regular season was in 27 games, started 20, pitched 140 innings, gave up 113 hits, 86 bases on ball, struck out 81. He completed only four of the 20 games he started. He won 10 while losing four, and his earned run average was 3.79. So a great many wonderful memories must be going through the mind of Don Larson, whose memories of the World Series, especially of last year, are still fresh in his mind. Bob Turley gets a fine hand, so neither starter, either Bob Buell or Bob Turley, are around as this game continues. Are kidding Casey Stengel. A misunderstanding yesterday. JC hustling his team out to County Stadium for a workout after a lot of fans had planned a reception, and apparently someone had forgot to mention to Casey, and some of the fans apparently a little sensitive about it. So we have a new pitcher for the Yankees now as Donald James Larson moves out there, and he stands 6'4". Don's World Series record in 1955, he was in one game, worked four innings, was charged with a defeat when he gave up five hits and five runs, struck out two, walked two, had an earned run average of 11.25. Last year, as you know, he worked 10 and two-third innings, won one and lost none, and then the first of one game, he pitched the perfect game. The other time he worked, he gave up only one hit, but he gave up four runs. So the batter to face Don Larson in the second inning for the bases loaded and two out is the center fielder for the Braves, Hank Aaron. Hank has had two hits and nine times at bat. The outfield is straight away and deep in all fields. The first pitch to him, too high for ball one. Larson, like Turley, does not go into that big windup. He merely sort of pushes his pitching hand against the glove, presents the glove out in front of his body, and then delivers the ball. He's ready, and the next pitch is outside, low ball two. Larson is out there with a two-ball pitch. Swung on and hit out in right field. Hank Bauer moving back, pounding his glove, has lots of room, and he makes the catch. So Hank Aaron hits a fly ball in right field on a two-ball count. And in the second inning, the Milwaukee Braves come up with one run. They had two hits. There were no errors, and three men left on the bases. At the end of two innings of play, the score, New York Yankees 3, Milwaukee Braves 1. So it's 3-1. Yankees lead as we move into the third inning with Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, and Gil McDougall. Mantle was up in the first inning against Bob Buell. He walked. Berra walked. Prior to today's game, Mantle had two hits and seven times at bat based on balls not charged as a time at bat, so his record still stands. Lazaro, the left-hander who came on in the first inning, gave up only a walk in the second, and he has worked one and the third innings against the Yankees, in which he has walked one and struck out one. And the young left-hander just broke a curveball alone in the dirt. Mantle will bat from the right side. Against Buell, he was batting from the left side. Against Pizarro, the left-hander, he'll switch over. So with that, the outfield moves way around to the left, and deep in left field is Covington. Hank Aaron in left center. Here's the windup now by the left-hander. The pitch to Mantle. A curveball inside for ball one. Three runs on two hits. No errors for New York. Milwaukee, one run, three hits, and one error. Next pitch to Mantle. Swings and hits a ground ball to the left of the shortstop, Logan. He can't get it. A base hit. First hit off Pizarro. And number three for New York. And Yogi Berra's up there with Mantle, the speed merchant, slightly hobbled at first base. Pizarro looking into his catcher. Mantle with the lead. Adcock holds against him. There goes Mantle. A pitch to Berra. Swung on. Ground ball hit the right side. Base hit. There's Mantle making the turn at second. He's going on to third. And he's in there. And Berra with a single moves Mantle to third base. So the Yankees now have runners at third and first. Nobody out. Gil McDougall, the batter. Four hits for New York. Second hit off Pizarro. The Yankees got two hits off Bob Buell. And with McDougall up, the Milwaukee Braves split the outfield and they move Hank Aaron over in left center. Eddie Matthews playing close to the grass at third. McDougall looking now to make sure he's all squared away with the sign with Frankie Crosetti. Mantle with about a two-step lead away from third. Yogi Berra holding close at first. The left-hander for Milwaukee stretches. Delivers to McDougall, who takes a fastball outside for ball one. Bob Turley, who started for the Yankees, lasted one and two-third innings. Walked four men. Bob Buell worked two-thirds of an inning. He walked two men. There's the strike. 1-1. Pizarro took a little off that fastball with a good changeup and got it over the inside corner. Runners at third and first for New York. Nobody out. The pitch to McDougall. Takes strike two. A fastball over the outside corner. Oh, it's one ball and two strikes. Shane Deans shouting in to his young pitcher. Oh, the young left-hander Again looks in. Checks the runner at third, and the pitch to McDougal. Swings, hits a ground ball to Eddie Matthews. They got Mantle trapped between third and the plate. The throw to Rice and the throw back, and he's out. So on the play, Yogi Berra moves to second. Good play by Eddie Matthews. And it will have to go 5-2-5. And the Yankees now have one out. The runner at second base is Yogi Berra. The runner at first base is Gil McDougall. He being at first on the fielder's choice. And we're waiting now. Harry Simpson was scheduled to come up there, but he's been called back. So it may be that Casey Stengel, with runners at second and first, may be going to his bullpen. And he is. He's making the call for Elston Howard, who, when he leaves the bullpen, is never too sure whether he should take the catcher's mitt, the fielder's glove, or the first baseman's mitt. Elston, of course, has had World Series experience, and as a right-hand batter, is always a definite threat, especially with a left-hander on the mound. Or if you subscribe to that theory of left-hander versus right-hander, Howard in the regular season hit for a .253 average. If you recall, Howard played first base, and it may be that Casey is not bringing him in to play first base just to have him pinch hit, because he can still go to the bench for Joe Collins. So we're waiting now as Howard, dumping his jacket off and picking out a bat, takes a little time. And the fans who have come out here to see a little action are a little impatient with this delay. Pizarro continues to throw down to his catcher, Del Rice. Howard in the series so far has had three at-bats, and he's had two hits. And he has a 6.67 batting average. So the announcement is being made that Elston Howard is coming up here to bat for Harry Simpson in the third inning, with the Yankees having base runners at second and first. Fine defensive play by Eddie Matthews at third base, cutting off a potential run by the Yankees and getting Mickey Mantle in the rundown. So here's Elston Howard, right-hand batter with a closed stance, very similar stance to Joe Adcock. Outfield straight away, left side of the infield backed up, Berra at second, at first base is Gil McDougall. The stretch by the left-hander, the look to the runners, and the pitch to Howard. Curveball, strike call. In the bullpen, a right-hander throwing for Milwaukee, Gene Conley. Again, Berra leads away, and the pitch is a fastball inside. One ball, one strike. Elston Howard, number 32, batting for Harry Simpson. Looks to Frankie Crosetti. Berra with a good lead away from second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan, bluffs him back a little bit. Pitch by the left-hander now, fastball in too tight. It's ball two, strike one. The score is the New York Yankees 3, the Milwaukee Braves 1. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors for New York. 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error for Milwaukee. Pizarro working very carefully. He's ready to work and stretches and delivers on the 2-1. There's a swing and a miss for strike 2. I saw this young fellow in the spring when he was just a fastball thrower. And the fine coaches of the Braves apparently have done some really excellent work. He's changing up a little, comes back with a fastball, works that good curve. And he's a teenager. 2-2 pitch is just outside, ball three. Charlie Root, the great pitching coach for the Milwaukee Braves, spending a lot of time with his youngster. Three balls, two strikes, one out, two on. We're in the top of the third. Lazaro delivers now to Elston Howard. A curve inside for ball four. So he loses him, and Howard, batting for Simpson, gets a base on balls, and the bases are loaded. Barra moving to third. McDougal moving down to second on the walk. And it brings up Lumpy, the third baseman. Jerry Lumpy. Left-hand batter. And Jerry Coleman calls him over. Apparently he's bringing some instructions over from Casey Stengel. Lumpy is from Lincoln, Missouri, now lives in Warsaw, Missouri. He's 24, 6'2", 180-pounder. Now, if you recall, in one of the earlier games, the Yankees squeezed a run home. And while I'm not intending to be an expert, Lumpy is a good bunter. He takes a curveball for a strike. He keeps watching the coach, Frankie Grossetti, but Jerry Coleman, who's the man on the deck for the Yankees, gave him a little close conference, a little whisper in the ear. Here's the windup and the pitch outside. One ball, one strike. Umpire Bill McKinley working back at the plate, watching every pitch very carefully, as do all umpires. Giving that ball a good look. One ball, one strike. One out and the base is loaded. The next pitch comes down, a curveball. It breaks outside, two balls and a strike. Now looking in to Casey Stengel is Crosetti, and he relays the sign now to Lumpy, the batter. Frankie hooking up on the side of his belt, rubbing his elbows, going through all the signs. Here's the windup, and the 2-1 delivery comes down. Lumpy swings and lines it out into right field. It's in there for a base hit. Here's Barra coming on to score. McDougal trying. The throw is coming in. Got to be close. The tag, and he is safe. Moving to third is Elston Howard. So Jerry Lumpy slaps one into right field, and he brings home Barra. Brings home McDougal. And sends Howard to third. And Fred Haney, the manager of the Milwaukee Braves, comes out to the mound. So it's a 5-1 ball game now for the Yankees as they push over two runs. And they now have five hits. And that will be all for young Juan Pizarro, who came on in the first inning. So he worked a third of an inning in the first. He worked an inning, the complete second, and has worked a third here. And we'll check his totals for you. But while we're waiting now for Gene Conley to walk in, we'll pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Hi, this is Howard Tupper. You know, weather is a subject of interest to all of us. During this World Series, of course, we're really hoping Old Sol will do a good job of shining. But more important, we're interested in the type of weather we're going to get right here at home. Be listening for me at 7:05 and 8:05 each weekday morning for the latest up-to-the-minute reports on weather conditions.
This is WGY, WGFM, Schenectady. Off they go, factory-fresh 57 Chevrolets, tremendous discounts. High allowances, easy terms. See Mohawk Chevrolet, Schenectady.
To work here for Milwaukee in the third inning. And young Juan Pizarro has departed. He has worked one and two-third innings. Has given up three hits, walked two, struck out one. And is charged with two runs. He leaves two men on the bases. And they will be his responsibility. Conley, who stands 6'8", standing out there talking with his catcher, Del Rice, and second baseman, Red Shandines. Conley, in the regular season, worked in 35 games, started 18, worked 148 innings, gave up 133 hits, 64 bases on ball, struck out 60, completed 6 of his 18 starts, had 1 shutout, 1-9 while losing 9, and his earned run average was 3.22. So Gene Conley, who stands out there so high that when he raises that leg to deliver the ball, dangles that foot practically in a batter's face, starts to take his warm-up tosses. And the base on balls has been a big factor so far in this game today, giving an opportunity for the Yankees to get another man on and to get another run in. They got 3 runs in the first inning on a home run, 2 bases on balls, an error, a sacrifice fly, and a single. 3 runs off 2 hits in the first inning. Pizarro was able to get him out in the second, walked one man. Then in the third inning, Mantle with a single, Barrow with a single, and McDougal got a fielder's choice at first but forced Mantle between the plate and third. And then the door was reopened when Howard, batting for Simpson, was walked, and Jerry Lumpy, the left-hand batter, stroked one into right field, and it's now a 5-1 ball game. So Elston Howard is a base runner at third base. And the first batter due up there to face Gene Conley will be Jerry Coleman. And we're very happy today. That is, has been the case for a great many years, and it is true again this year. The men and women of our armed forces all around the world hearing the World Series through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Network. All right, Conley is set to go. The infield is drawn in for the Milwaukee Braves as they try to keep the Yankees from adding to their total. New York 5, Milwaukee 1. We are only in the top of the third. Third game of the World Series. Each team has 1-1. Coleman standing in there, fly to left field. A pitch to him. Swings and hits a popper. Back deep third base is Eddie Matthews, sliding over a little bit now. Takes it about 3 steps off the infield grass. So Coleman pops to Matthews. And we have 2 out. The batter now is scheduled to be the pitcher Don Larson. And here he comes. Larson came in to relieve Bob Turley in the second inning. Larson can swing that bat. During the regular season, Don, in 31 games up 56 times, had 14 hits, batting .250. Pitch is swung on, ground to the left side. Eddie Matthews waits and pops it over to first. Matthews' throw is in time, and he's out. Play goes Eddie Matthews to Joe Adcock, third to first. And in the third inning for the Yankees, they get 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors, and 2 men left on. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, New York 5, Milwaukee 1. You know, Gillette's new World Series special signals the secret language of baseball, gives the lowdown on how coaches give signs like that, and it's free when you buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Taken from an actual film of Paul Richards, manager of the Baltimore Orioles, here are all the basic offensive and defensive signals of the game in fingertip movies. You zip the 8 reels under your thumb and you see, well, like in motion pictures, the flash sign, the pump, the combination. You get the dope on how big leaguers call for the bunt, hit and run, the take, every important play. Get your signals, the secret language of baseball, free with a Gillette Super Speed Razor. Light, regular, or heavy, matched to your face for shaves that are clean and refreshing. So you feel great, look your best. $1 gets everything. Razor, Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser, Travel Case, plus Signals, the secret language of baseball, free. Elston Howard has gone out to play first base. He came in as a pinch hitter for Harry Simpson. He remains in the game at first base now for the Yankees. And Don Larson moves on out there to take up the pitching job. And leading off for Milwaukee in the last half of the third inning will be Wes Covington. Covington, Adcock, and Hazel are due up there. So there's a rather unusual quiet here in County Stadium, as the Braves down by 4 runs, but with plenty of innings to go if you're a Brave rooter, try to overcome that 5-1 deficit. The Yankee outfield, to set it for you now again, is Kubek in left, Mickey Mantle in center, Hank Bauer in right. The infield has Lumpy at third, McDougal at short, Jerry Coleman at second, and Elston Howard at first. Don Larson, the second Yankee pitcher, is out there on the mound, Yogi Berra doing the catching. So Wes Covington, who has 4 hits and 8 times at bat, who walked in the first inning, is up there. Covington, a left-hand batter. Larson ready to work and delivers to him too high, outside a fastball, ball one. Bob Turley, who started, has gone to a shower, and out there now is Larson with a fastball over the inside corner for a strike. 1-1. Breeze blowing across from left to right field. Big shadow now as a cloud blocks out the sunlight. There's a swing and a foul. 1-2. Yogi Berra with the new ball, steps out in front of the plate, pops it back out to Larson. Covington waiting, stands deep, and bends over. Bent at the waist. Sort of strides into the ball. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, foul back over the top of our heads, and the count remains 1-2. New ball thrown out by plate umpire Bill McKinley, goes by Larson, retrieved by Gil McDougal. So it's a 1-2 count. We're batting in the last half of the third inning with the Yankees leading the Braves 5-1. Third game of the World Series. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swings and he misses. Dropped by Berra, tag, and a strikeout. So that is strikeout number 3 for Yankee pitching. Strikeout number 1 for Larson. Turley had 2. And the batter now is Joe Adcock, who came up in the first inning with the bases loaded. And it was the first strikeout victim for Bob Turley. Outfield pulled around the left for him and deep. Pitch by Larson is a fastball, 2-low, ball 1. Yankees 5, Braves 1. Turley ready, delivers on the 1-ball. There's a check swing and ball 2. Breaking ball outside. Two balls to count. Adcock steps out. Now he's back in. Holds that bat right on the end. He's got it taped up about a third of the way. Next pitch, check swing, and this one's a strike. Got the outside corner. 2-1. Lumpy is backed up at third. McDougal deep at short. Coleman backed up at second. And Howard deep at first. There's a strike over the outside corner. 2-2 now to Joe Adcock. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Nobody on for Milwaukee. Turley pitching in the shadows with a 2-2 pitch. And a check swing, but no, strike 3, ball 3. 3-2. Yogi Berra had tagged Adcock, thought he had him. But umpire McKinley says no, no swing. 3-2. Larson, loosening up his shoulders, is ready now with a payoff pitch. Adcock swings, hits a ground ball left side. McDougal with the second hop, shoots it over to Howard. He's out. 2 out for Milwaukee in the last of the third. And Bob Hazel is up there now. Hazel in the second inning drew a walk. Went to second on Del Rice's single. Moved to third on a wild pitch. And came home on Red Chandine's single for the lone Milwaukee run. So Hazel is up there officially for his first time, if so charged. Looks at a breaking ball, low and in the dirt, ball one. Yankees 5, Milwaukee Braves 1. Last half of the third inning. Shadows have reached about two-thirds of the infield. Next pitch. Swings and a bouncer hit back to second. McDougal cutting in, grabs the ball, shoots it across to Howard. He's out. So in the third inning, the Braves go down in order, nothing across. And at the end of three innings, it is Yankees 5, Braves 1. At the end, that's the score.
Look sharp, feel sharp, be sharp and listen, mister. How are you fixed for blades? You have blades. How are you fixed for blades? You better check. Please make sure you have enough. Cause a worn out blade makes you shaving mighty tough. How are you fixed for blades? Better look. Gillette.
We now pause 30 seconds for station identification.
They call me Saratoga, the girl from the Vichy Spring. My Vichy is the best in taste, the mixer with that extra zing. Look for the yellow label, insist on the genuine thing. Cause only Saratoga Vichy comes from the deep rock Vichy Spring.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady. Get ready for the slippery driving ahead. Equip your car with Goodyear tires from Alba D. Oliver Incorporated, Albany, the name for your best tire deal.
For the Yankees, it will be the top of the order. Hank Bauer, Tony Kubek, and Mickey Mantle. Here's the windup. Pitch on the way to Bauer. Swings, hits a bouncer to Matthews. And Eddie's got it. Fires across to Adcock. He's out. One away in the top of the fourth inning. And Tony Kubek, who hit a home run in the first inning, who struck out in the second, is up there. Kubek, the lad from Milwaukee, playing for the Yankees, a left-hand batter. Outfield for Milwaukee straightaway. Infield is backed up on the right side. Matthews in close at third. Pitch by Conley is inside and low, ball one. Gene ready to work. Delivers and an attempted bunt is fouled off. One and one. So it's one ball, one strike. The young Tony Kubek. Braves have a right-hander working in their bullpen. Conley looking in for the sign from Del Rice. Has it. Is ready to work, and here's the right arm coming down with a 1-1 pitch. Swung on, foul back. Oh, it's one ball and two strikes. Ernie Johnson is the right-hander working for Milwaukee. 5-1, the Yankees lead. We're in the top of the fourth inning. One out, nobody on. Conley taking his time. Delivers on the 1-2 pitch. Curveball hit out into left center field. It may drop in there. Aaron coming in. It's a base hit. So Kubek gets his second hit of the day. His fourth hit in the World Series. And he now has four hits in 10 times at bat. Yankees have a runner on. First hit off Conley. Hit number 6 for the Yankees off Milwaukee pitching, and Mickey Mantle is up there, had a single in the third inning, walked in the first. Mickey batting from the left side, a switch back over, got his base hit batting right-handed. There's a fastball over for a strike to Mantle. Outfield playing straight away and deep in all fields. Matthews shaded away from third, about two steps off the edge of the infield grass. Kubek leads away. Here's the pitch to Mickey, and it's inside. Throw down to first. Diving back to first is Kubek. One ball, one strike. One out in the top of the fourth inning. Braves are down four runs. Mantle with that bat right on the end. Kubek again leads away. Conley looks, throws to first. He's back. Adcock delays his throw, now works it over to Conley. There's the stretch, the look to first, and the pitch to Mantle is lone inside. Two balls and one strike. Two and one. Conley hesitating. Stretches now. Kubek dancing away from first, and the pitch to Mantle is inside. Ball three. Three balls, one strike. Three and one now. Mickey Mantle looking down to Frankie Corsetti has that sign. Kubek with the lead away. Dancing away from first. There he goes. 3-1 pitch. Swung on. A drive deep in right center field. Hank Aaron looking over his head. Ball sails into the bullpen. Oh, Mickey Mantle. It's a two-run home run into the bullpen in right center field. Dean Conley gives up his second hit. He's charged with two runs, and it is a 7-1 ball game now. As Mantle, swinging on that 3-1 pitch, powders it into the bullpen in right center. Dean Conley has a chat now with his catcher, Del Rice. The batter now is Yogi Berra. Takes lone inside for ball one. For Mantle, he hit two home runs in the 52 World Series, two in the 53, one in the 55, and three in 56. Berra looks at a fastball. It's low and inside. And it's ball two now. Seven runs on seven hits. No errors for New York. One run, three hits, one error for Milwaukee. Conley with a two-ball delivery to Yogi Berra. Comes down with a strike. Two balls, one strike to Yogi. Berra with a perfect day has a single, which he obtained in the third inning. He walked in the first. Next pitch by Conley is swung on, a bouncer down the first baseline. Grabbed by Adcock, and it is a fair ball, says the umpire at first base, Donatelli, and Yogi Berra is out. Yogi is protesting that the umpire apparently had motioned foul, but umpire Augie Donatelli says no, he motioned a fair ball. Casey Stengel starts to move out, and he apparently has just gone out to get Yogi. Yogi ran down that first baseline with his bat. Now Casey Stengel has moved out there. Charlie Keller talking to the umpire at first base. So Yogi Berra grounds out to the first baseman, Joe Adcock. Two out for the Yankees. And the batter is Gil McDougall. So Casey now moving back towards the Yankee dugout, coming all the way back to home plate. First time the old professor has been out there. Now he heads back to the dugout. Dan McDougal is up there. Sacrifice. Drove in a run. First time up. Looks at a breaking ball outside for ball one. He's on the fielder's choice in the third inning. Outfield shaded around the left. Two out. Swings and slices a foul upstairs. Bounces back downstairs. Yankees still batting here in the fourth inning. They have scored in every inning but the second. 1-1 pitch by Conley is high and inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. The highest total of runs we've had so far in the first two games and here in this third game. 3-1 and 4-2 ball games finals. This one's 7-1. High and inside, ball three. Three balls, one strike as Gil McDougal looks at a couple of fastballs. Now looks down to Crosetti at third, steps back in. Well, Matt will look down to Crosetti with a 3-1 count and whacked it into the bullpen. McDougal takes the 3-1 pitch, and it's ball four. So with two out, McDougal is on at first, and the batter now is Elston Howard. He came on as a pinch hitter in the third inning and walked. Conley gives up his first walk, and the Braves pitchers this afternoon have walked a total of five men. Elston Howard, right-hand batter. Conley looks to first, delivers to Elston, a curveball, high and inside, ball one. So Gene Conley working out there for the Milwaukee Braves, the third pitcher to be used by the National League champions, having a little trouble. Looks to first, there goes McDougal, and the pitch is swung on, pulled down to Matthews, who makes a beautiful backhand play, throws to first, and he's out. There was one of the great fielding plays of the series so far by Eddie Matthews, who backhanded that ball and made a fine throw to first base to get his man. Fourth inning for the Yankees, two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one man left on. At the end of three and a half innings of play, the score, New York Yankees 7, the Milwaukee Braves 1.
Last half of the fourth inning. For the Milwaukee Braves, it'll be the catcher, Del Rice. Don Larson working out there. Delivers inside and high for ball one. Larson came on in the second inning in relief of Bob Turley. There's a fastball for a strike. 1-1. Got it just above the knees on the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Del Rice, right-hand batter, leading off for Milwaukee in the fourth inning. Swings and hits a foul going out of play in the stands. Back of first base, and it drops downstairs. So it's a 1-2 count now to the catcher for Milwaukee, who got a single in the second inning. Del stands with his feet close together in that right-hand batter's box, and then strides in and then takes the swing. Outfield straight away. Pitch by Larson is outside. One ball, two strikes. Yankees have Kubek in left, Mantle in center, Bauer in right, Lumpy at third, McDougal at short, Coleman at second, Howard at first. Larson delivers on the 2-2 pitch. A swing, a bounce to the left side. Waiting for it as Lumpy shoots his throw across. Howard reaches out and he picks it up. Low throw, but picked out of the dirt by Elston Howard. And Rice is out number one of the fourth inning. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for Gene Conley. It'll be Carl Sawatzky. Carl was in some 58 games in the regular season for the Braves, 106 times at bat, had 25 hits, 4 doubles, 6 home runs, 17 RBIs, and a batting average of .236. So Carl Sawatzky comes up here to see if he can't swat one for the Braves. The outfield with Sawatzky, a left-hand batter, will shade him slightly to the right. Larson looking in for the sign. Winds and delivers high and outside. Ball one. Ernie Johnson still working in the Braves' bullpen. Next pitch outside for ball two. Carl Sawatzky. from Schicksilly, Pennsylvania, now lives in Little Rock, Arkansas, takes this strike. 2 balls, 1 strike. He's 5'11", 219-pounder. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Sawatzky, solidly built, wearing number 15, trying to get something started for the Braves, playing in the last half of the fourth inning. Swings and he misses strike three. So Larson changed up on him. Sawatzky out ahead in the swing, gets his second strikeout. Charlie had 2 in the time he worked. 4 Braves have gone down swinging. And the top of the order now for Milwaukee, with Red Shandines, 2 hits and 2 times at bat in today's game, steps in there, batting from the left side. Outfield straight away for the Yankees. In close at third is Lumpy, the third baseman. Shandines chokes up on the bat, takes the swing, and he misses for a strike. Seven runs, 7 hits, no errors for New York. Milwaukee, 1 run, 3 hits, 1 error. Larson delivers. There's a ball in the dirt, 1-1. Braves have used 3 pitches so far. They will be using a 4th. We have had Buell, Pizarro, and Conley, with Johnson now working in the bullpen. The Yankees have used 2 with Turley and Larson. And we've had 2 home runs, one by Kubek, 1 by Mantle. High and outside, ball 2. 2 balls, 1 strike. 2 out, Braves batting in their half of the 4th inning. 3rd game of the World Series. Larson shakes his shoulders to loosen them up, looks in, is ready, delivers. There's a curve too high. Ball 3, 3 balls, 1 strike to Shandines. Takes a look down at Connie Ryan. See whether he's to take the 3-1 pitch or whether he has the green light to swing away. Larson delivers to him. He takes, and it's strike 2. 3 balls, 2 strikes. On deck is Johnny Logan. Wind up in the payoff pitch. Swung on. Popped up into shallow center field. Coming in is Mantle. Going out is Coleman. And Mantle says he'll take it. And he does. And it almost popped out of his glove. Got it right on the edge of his glove, but hung on. So Shandines pops to Mantle back of second. In the 4th inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And at the end of 4, it is New York 7, Milwaukee 1.
Look sharp. Feel sharp. Be sharp. The only way to get a decent shave is Gillette. Shave
Gillette. Top of the 5th inning for the Yankees. We will have Lumpy, Coleman, and Larson. At least those 3 men will come up and working for the Milwaukee Braves. Their 4th pitcher of the afternoon, Ernie Johnson. Ernie saw some action in the 1st game. When he came on and worked 2/3 of an inning, struck out 1, did not give up any runs, nor did he give up any hits. And so he has had a perfect record in his World Series appearance so far. Johnson moving up, tall right-hander. Ernie is from, now makes his home in Milwaukee. He's from Vermont originally, stands 6'4", 195-pounder. And during the regular season with the Braves, he was used quite a bit and was depended upon. Fine performance. So Johnson follows in the footsteps of Buell, Pizarro, and Conley as the Yankees, with a 7-1 lead in the home of the Braves, are not exactly pleasing the partisan Milwaukee fans so far.
fans are sitting right there. They've seen the Braves down before and come back. Yankee fans who are here are rooting for the Yankees to hang on to their lead. It makes this great ball classic the exciting, great demonstration of baseball that it is. All right, Lumpy is standing in there. He has had one hit and two times at bat against Milwaukee pitching so far today. He's a left-hand batter. Johnson, the right-hander, ready to work. First pitch. Swings, misses, strike one. Outfield is straight away and deep in all fields. And the infield for Milwaukee pushed back on the right side. Matthews in close at third. Here's the one strike delivery coming down to Lumpy. He bunts along the first base side. Grabbed by Johnson. Scoops that. Cocky's out. Lumpy tried to drag that ball along the right side. Johnson down off that mound quickly. Grabbed it. Threw underhand to Joe Adcock for the out. One away in the fifth inning for the Yankees. And up now is Jerry Coleman, the second baseman. In today's game, he has flied to left field. He has popped to the third baseman. He had three hits and five times at bat prior to today, so he's 3-for-7. Johnson, with the sign, starts into the windup. And the pitch to Coleman. Strike call. A good fastball over the outside corner at the belt. New York with seven runs, seven hits, no errors. Milwaukee, one run, three hits, one error. Johnson set to go. And delivers, and they're swinging a ground ball to the left side. Logan makes the throw to Adcock. He's out. Two out. That is the first chance, and Earl, you checked me on this, that the shortstop for the Braves has had this afternoon. So there's two out. And my score sheet at least shows that that's the first chance Johnny's had to make. And he makes it. So with two out, the pitcher for New York. Don Larson, who took over for Bob Turley, is up there. Pitched by Johnson to him. He takes a strike. Larson gave a few fans a little thrill for a moment and a few slight case of shivers when he was up there in the third inning and sliced one foul into the upper right field stands. One strike, and Johnson looking for the sign. No hits, no errors, nobody left on. At the end of four and a half, the score, New York 7 and Milwaukee 1. You know, the fans in Milwaukee still talking about the great catch made by Wes Covington in, well, the second game of the World Series. You know, you won't find it on the scorecard, but you could give an assist to the infielder, Red Shandines, for tipping the pitch to Covington. You know, the basis for all signs with signals, the secret language of baseball, yours free when you buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor. The flash sign, the combination, the pump are all revealed as you flip through the series of fingertip movies with your thumb. You can slow the action down to watch for the indicator, stop it to catch the sign. You control the speed of these eight separate reels of action pictures of Paul Richards, manager of the Baltimore Orioles. Now, baseball will mean more to you when you learn about its signs. Just stop by a nearby store and buy the Gillette Super Speed Razor, light, regular, or heavy, that's matched to your face for luxury shaves. Shaves that make you look good and feel wonderful. With the razor, you get a dispenser of Gillette Blue Blades and handy travel case, plus signals, the secret language of baseball, all for the regular price of the razor set alone, $1. Now ready to take you over the second half of this ball game today, the voice of the Milwaukee Braves, Earl Gillespie.
Right, John, Bob. The last half of the fifth inning, shortstop Johnny Logan leads off for Milwaukee as the Yankees lead out here by a score of 7-1. New York has seven runs on seven base hits. Milwaukee one run and only three base hits. And incidentally, Bob Neal was on almost as long as the time of the first two games, which averaged just over 2 hours. Johnny Logan, leading off, takes a spike on the outside corner. Don Larson, who came out in the second in replace of the starter Bob Turley, has retired seven straight Milwaukee hitters. In the last half of the fifth inning, Logan, Matthews, and Aaron, the first three men to face the right-hander, and Johnny takes a strike two. It's on the outside corner knee high. Logan walked on four straight pitches in the first inning, called out on strikes in the second. So the Braves shortstop is 0 for 1. In the series, he has one hit in seven trips, and that was a home run at Yankee Stadium. The Yankee outfield plays this guy around to the left. Here's a swing of the ground ball through the box to the center field. Base hit. Logan singles the center on a strike two pitch. And there is the first base hit off John Larson. Hit number four for Milwaukee. And it brings up the third baseman, Eddie Matthews, who is still gunning for his first World Series base hit. Eddie popped out to Jerry Lumpy, the third baseman in the first, and he walked in the second. In the series, he has gone 0 for 7. A left-handed batter with a runner on first base and nobody out. The right-hander, Don Larson, delivers. The pitch is a curved strike that's right across the heart of the plate. Yankee outfield deep and shaded towards right. Yankee power has been shown today to the Milwaukee fans. Home runs by Tony Kubek and by Mickey Mantle. Larson checks the runner, delivers, and the pitch is outside. A ball. Even up now at ball one and strike one. Yankees scored three in the first, two in the third, and two in the fourth. The Braves scored one run in the second. Logan on first base, nobody out, last half of the fifth inning. Don Larson has the sign. The pitch is swung on, missed, strike two. Ball one and strike two on Eddie Matthews, and on deck is center fielder Henry Aaron. Larson looking down at Yogi Berra. Connie Ryan coaching at third base with Johnny Riddle at first. The 1-2 pitch is too low, and that's ball two. So it's even up now on the Milwaukee third baseman, Eddie Matthews. The wind continues to blow from the east, blowing in from left field down towards home plate. Ball two, strike two count. Left-handed batter Eddie Matthews facing a right-hander Don Larson. The 2-2 pitch. A swing and a chop down the third base side. This is a foul ball. Bouncing off the glove of the third baseman Jerry Lumpy, and the count remains at ball two and strike two. Larson, who took over for the starter Bob Turley in the second, won 10 ball games this year against 40 feet. And became a national hero last year when he pitched a perfect game, a no-hitter against the Brooklyn Dodgers in the World Series. The right-hander's into the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Too low, ball three. Full count on Matthews. Ball three and strike two. The Braves had some big opportunities in the first two innings as they loaded the bases in the first and second, but they stranded six runners. Braves power. Coming up here now in the last half of the fifth inning, Matthews, Aaron, Covington, and Adcock. And Milwaukee is trailing by six runs. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a drive back in the left field. Tony Kubek drifting to his right now, shading his eyes from the sun, and he makes the catch for the first out. Here at Milwaukee County Stadium, the sun field is left. And it gets to be a very tough field out there at this time of the day. Logan on first base with one out as Matthews flies to Tony Kubek in short left. Aaron has popped out to the shortstop, Gil McDougal, and he has flied out to Hank Bauer in right field. Right-handed batter who takes a curve that breaks outside, ball one. Mickey Mantle is shading Aaron a little bit towards right center field. Runner on first base, Johnny Logan. The pitch swung on, a drive to deep right center field. Play back towards the wall. Now this might be, it's a home run. Score is now New York 3, or rather 7, Milwaukee 3. And that is Milwaukee's second home run of the series. The Yankees have hit three. Wes Cummings, the left-handed batter, has walked and struck out. And the first pitch to Wes is low outside. That's the ball. Braves trying to peck away, now trail by four runs at 7-3. And that was hit number five for the Braves, number two off John Larson. A shot over the right center field fence. Ball two, it's high inside, it's 2-0 now on Milwaukee's left fielders, who made one of the really great catches of World Series history early in the second game on a line shot to deep left off the bat of Bobby Shantz. Ball two, no strikes. And a ball three is too low at 3-0. The first two games of this series were low scoring at 3-1 and 4-2. And the totals of those two ball games now equal the totals we have so far in the first four and a half innings we've played out here, 7-3. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and it's ball four. It's high and inside, and a home run might have unsettled John Larson. He gives up his first walk, and walk number five issued by Yankee Hurling today. Brings up the first baseman, Joe Adcock. And Casey Slade puts out towards the run. The most colorful figure in the history of the game, Casey Stengel, who can, with fondness, recall his earlier days as a manager here at Milwaukee with the old Milwaukee Brewers of the American Association. Casey Stengel, and who, of course, at one time had managed the Boston Braves. A right-hander, Art Dittmar, begins to warm up out of the bullpen in deep right center field. Braves are trailing 7-3. They have a runner on first base. One man is out. Joe Adcock has been called out on strikes, leaving three men on base in the first inning, and he was thrown out by Gil McDougal in the third. He swings and misses. He's trying to hold up, and that's strike one. Joe Adcock, on a breaking pitch, trying to hold back on that big swing. Strike one count. Last half of the fifth inning, and the partisan Milwaukee fans start talking it up. Fast runner, Wes Covington on first base with one out. The pitch is swung on. This one, too, as Joseph Bett. Mighty cut. Pulled on a curveball. And he finds himself in the hole with a strike two count. On deck is right fielder Bob Hazel. Covington leads off the bag at first base. The 0-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. Don Larson with three curveballs getting Big Joe Adcock. And that is Don's third strikeout. And the fifth Milwaukee Brave to go down on strikes today. Now here is the right fielder, Bob Hazel, who for almost a stretch of a full month in the major leagues was hitting that baseball at a 500 clip, tapered off and finished at 403. Runner on first base with two outs. Left-handed batter, and he swings, misses, strike one. One thing that caught the eye of the Milwaukee fan when Hazel reported from Wichita of the American Association was this guy's ability to get that bat around at the plate. He comes out of the dugout swinging. Strike one counts. On deck is catcher Del Rice. Don Larson checks the runner, delivers. The pitch is low outside, and it's even up at ball one and strike one. Left fielder Tony Kubek has shortened up a couple of steps and left. Mickey Mantle is almost straight away in center field. Hank Bauer deep and right. Second baseman Jerry Coleman a step off the edge of the outfield grass. Two outs. The 1-1 pitch. A swing and a fly ball to short left. Tony Kubek out of the ball now, looking up, makes the catch, and that retires the side. So in the fifth inning, the Braves come up with two runs on two hits. There were no errors. and one man was left on base. We now point. Ernie Johnson on the mound now for manager Fred Haney will face the top of the New York Yankee batting order. Johnson, the fourth pitcher used by the Braves today, had a very fine year in relief for Fred Haney, winning 7 ball games and losing 3. He is a tall right-hander, a veteran now of 6 years in the major leagues. Johnson's been pitching around Milwaukee since 1951 when he helped the then Milwaukee Brewers to an American Association pennant. This, by the way, is the second World Series for Milwaukee baseball fans, but actually the first Major League World Series. They were involved in the Little World Series of 51. Hank Bauer leads off. Bauer, Kubek, and Mantle, the first three men to face the right-hander Ernie Johnson. Of interest is the fact that Hank Bauer began his baseball career here in the state of Wisconsin. Right-handed batter takes a strike. Strike one count on Hank Bauer. Strong right-handed batter. A swing and a miss on that sidearm curveball at strike two. Bauer today has no hits in 2 trips. He's been tossed out by the pitcher, walked and thrown out by Eddie Matthews. In the series to date, Hank has 2 for 11. Here's a swing and a miss. Bauer strikes out. From NBC News here in the latest on the Russian Earth satellite, every 96 minutes, 560 miles out into space, the artificial moon circles the globe. Reaction to the Soviet Union's giant step to the stars is rumbling around the world. A very big news event. Here's a left-handed batter up there now for the New York Yankees, Tony Kubek. And he takes a strike on the inside corner. Johnson has his sign and delivers, and there's a swing of ground ball to the second baseman, Red Sandings. Throws the first base, and there are 2 outs. Two outs and nobody on base is Kubek, who had 2 hits and 3 trips, is tossed out by Red Sandings. That strikeout by Johnson of Hank Bauer was his second since coming on in the fifth inning. Mickey Mantle, a left-handed batter, and the pitch to Mick is a strike on the inside corner knee high. Mantle has a perfect afternoon going. He has walked, singled, and belted a 2-run home run. He has scored 2 runs and driven in 2 runs. He takes a strike 2 on the inside corner knee high. Yankees batting in the 6th. They lead the Braves 7-3 in this 3rd game of the World Series. On deck is Yogi Berra. 2 men are out. Mickey Mantle, batting left-handed, takes a ball is slow outside, and Del Rice is really angry. The Braves catcher has flipped that ball out towards the mound. He thought he had that third strike in on Mantle. And he turned and moved over to the first base side towards the dugout, occupied by the Braves, and Rice is still arguing with umpire Bill McKinley. It's 1-2 on Mickey Mantle. The outfield is playing straight away deep. His home run was a monumental blast into the bullpen in deep right center over the 394 mark. Ball 1 and strike 2. 2 outs, nobody on base, and a ball is low. It's even up at 2-2. Ball 2 and strike 2. Ball 2, strike 2 count. Ernie Johnson with his back to home plate, showing that red number 32 in the back of his white uniform, looking out towards Henry Aaron in center field. Ball 2, strike 2. He delivers, and Mantle takes a ball 3. It's low inside. Now it's a full count, 3-2. Charlie Keller is coaching over at first base with Frank Crosetti at third base. A great Yankee during his playing days, Crosetti. 3-2 pitch. A swing and a foul. Rolls back towards the screen, and it's still 3-2. Mickey Mantle. He is a switch hitter. and one of the most powerful hitters in baseball. Full count, 3-2. Right-hander Ernie Johnson has the sign, the slow rocking motion, delivers, and it's ball four. Mickey Mantle gets his second walk. That's the first walk given up by Johnson. And the sixth walk issued by Milwaukee pitchers today. Catcher Yogi Berra walks up in front of the catcher, Del Rice. A left-handed swinger, Berra has been walked. He has single to right, and he was tossed out by Joe Adcock on a ground ball down that first base line. And Berra thought that ball was foul as Adcock picked it up behind the bag. Tossed to Gene Conley covering at first base. The pitch to Yogi is outside, ball one. In the bullpen now for Milwaukee is the strong-armed right-hander Don McMahon. Skies out here at Milwaukee have become fairly heavily overcast. Ball one and no strikes. Two outs, Yankees 7, Milwaukee 3, top half of the sixth inning. Speedster Mickey Mantle on first base. The pitch is fouled off as Berra trying to hold up, and it's even up at 1-1. Yogi Berra stopped his swing. That ball creased off his bat back into the screen. And it's ball one and strike one. Ernie Johnson into the stretch, arms down. He throws to first base. Mickey Mantle back in time. Ball one, strike one counts. Outfield shaded to the right for Yogi Berra. The pitch is swung on. There's a foul down the third base side. This one going into the crowd, and it's ball one and strike two. 1-2. On deck is the Yankee shortstop, Gil McDougald. Johnson delivers. There's a swing and a chop past the mound. Third baseman in fast throws to first base. He is out, and that fires the side. In the sixth, no runs, no hits, no errors. One man was left on base. The score at the end of 5.5 innings, the Yankees 7 and Milwaukee 3.
To continue our NBC News Bulletin, Democratic Senator Stuart Symington of Missouri says he will ask a congressional investigation into why we lag in this rocket research. However, a top rocket research scientist at the Army's Redstone Arsenal maintains that the U.S. is still ahead in rocket research, and two American scientists say the satellite is transmitting coded messages back to Russia, messages we have been unable to decode. While commercial and amateur radio operators have been picking up the eerie radio signals from the satellite, there is little confirmation of reports that it has been sighted. Moscow says the satellite will pass over Washington, D.C. at exactly 1:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Stay tuned to NBC News.
Rice on the first pitch swings at the ground ball to the third baseman, Jerry Lumpy, over to first base. He is out, and that's one away. Del Rice leading off for Milwaukee hit the first pitch thrown by Don Larson. High chopper to the third baseman, Jerry Lumpy. And that's the second time that the catcher Rice has been tossed out by the Yankee third baseman. He's singled in the second, so Rice is 1-for-3. Nobody up at that plate as yet. It looks like manager Fred Haney is going to a pinch batter. That's what he's going to do. As the first baseman, Frank Torrey, who did such a fine job for the Braves after Joe Adcock had broken his leg in June in playing the initial sack, makes his first appearance at the plate in a World Series. Actually, he has appeared in the first two games late in the ball game for defensive reasons. So here is Frank Torrey, a boy from Brooklyn, New York. One man is out, nobody on base. The last half of the sixth inning with the Yankees leading by 4 runs at 7-3. The next Milwaukee pitcher will be Don McMahon. Don Larson comes down with the first pitch, and Frank takes the ball. It's outside. Torrey, a left-handed batter. Ball one and no strikes. He is up there with one man out and nobody on base. The New York outfield is playing him straight away while the left fielder Tony Kubek has moved in a couple of steps as Torrey takes a strike. The count is even up at ball one and strike one. Joe Collins, sharp defensive first baseman, is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen. Here is a swing and a ground ball to the second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Over to first base, he is out, and that's two away. two up, two down in the last half of the sixth inning. And second baseman Rhett Shandeenst steps into the batter's box. He has two hits in three trips. He singled to right field in the first inning, single to right field in the second to drive in Bob Hazel with his second World Series RBI. Here is a ball low to the redhead. It's ball one and no strikes. Shandeenst fly to Mickey Mantle in short center field in the fourth. So he's up there with two hits in three times at bat. The last half of the sixth. Larson's next pitch is a curve strike, knee high, inside corner. It's even up at ball one and strike one. Ball one and strike one, the count on the switch hitting second baseman, Rhett Shandeenst. Larson shrugs his shoulders, getting his side from Yogi Berra. Delivers, there's a swing, a line drive to right field for a base hit. Shandeenst rounding first base, and he is going to hold up. There's the peg into the infield, and it goes through to the shortstop, Gil McDougal, covering his second base. So Rhett Shandeenst becomes the first player in the series to get three hits in the ballgame as he lines a single to right. That gives him three for four and four hits in 12 times at bat so far in the three games. Line single to right brings up shortstop Johnny Logan. Johnny walked in the first, called out on strikes in the second, and facing Don Larson in the fifth, he singled to center field. Logan one for two. Right-handed batter, Larson's pitch is a strike to beauty. A curveball is right down the alley. That base hit was number six for the Braves and number three off Don Larson. The right-hander fires away. A swing and a miss. Logan waving at a curveball, strike two. Eddie Matthews, who may be pressing a little bit now as he's gone hitless so far, 0 for 8 in the series, is on deck. Although he's not that type of ball player who presses too much. There's a swing and a foul. It's back into the crowd. It's still a strike two count on shortstop Johnny Logan. Up there with Rhett Shandeenst on first base and two outs. A 7-3 ball game. Yankees lead. Yankees took the opening game, 3-1 behind Whitey Ford. The Braves took the second game at Yankee Stadium, 4-2 behind Lou Burdette. 0-2 pitch. A swing and a ground ball. It might be in the hole. It's left field for base hit. Runner going around second base holds up as Kubek comes up with that ball and drops it back into the shortstop, Gil McDougal. Logan gets his second base hit today. A ground single between McDougal and Lumpy. And Gil, stretching out to his right, almost came up with that ball. And the base hits are even up at 7-7. Now here is third baseman Eddie Matthews, who today has popped to the third baseman, walked and fly to left field. And he could certainly help the Milwaukee cause with a big base hit in this situation as the Braves are trailing by four runs, 7-3. Matthews 0 for 8 so far. Shandeenst on second base, Logan on first base. Into the stretch, Don Larson delivers. A swing and a miss, strike one as Matthews cut around high. Eddie Matthews, a very serious long ball threat. Hit 32 home runs this year. Bob Grimm, a right-hander, is warming up. There's the stretch by Larson, he delivers, and it's a fastball that just misses the outside corner. It's even up at ball one and strike one. The little southpaw that Bob Neal was talking about earlier in the broadcast, Bobby Shantz is warming up also, along with Bob Grimm. Don Larson working with Braves on first and second. Two outs. The pitch is too low, and that's ball two. The center fielder, Henry Aaron, in the on-deck circle. Ball two and a strike one count. What turned out, or rather what was, a sunny afternoon here in Milwaukee now is a rather dark day as the skies have become heavily overcast. Ball two and strike one. Here is the pitch, and it's ball three. And close at 3-1. A bet that's now a load of up. 3 and a strike 1 count. Now the sun breaks through. Eddie Matthews out in front of Don Larson, ball 3 and strike 1. Matthews batting with Shane Deans at second base. Logan at first base and 2 outs in the last half of the 6th. And the Yankees leading 7-3. Larson has the sign. 3-1 pitch. And it's 0-4. The Pacers are jammed. That is the second walk issued by Don Larson. And the 6th walk to Milwaukee batters. So, both of these clubs have given up 6 walks. That's the 3rd time today the Braves have loaded the bases. The first 2 times they have failed with that big base hit as Adcock struck out in the 1st. Aaron flied to right field in the 2nd. Bases loaded. Braves with a big opportunity here. And the pitch, a swing and a ground ball down the 3rd base line. Picked up by the 3rd baseman, throws and gets his man at 1st base to retire the side. Jerry Lumpy to Elston Howard, who looked like he might have been stepped on at 1st base. It's no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and again, 3 men were left on base. The score at the end of 6 innings of play is New York 7, Milwaukee 3. Commissioner Ford Frick has requested that the lights be turned on at Milwaukee County Stadium. They're just being switched on now. And we're going to get a new pitcher for the Milwaukee Braves. He will become the 5th pitcher used by manager Fred Haney. Ernie Johnson turning in the best performance so far. The 1st 4 went 2 innings, giving up no runs and no hits. He walked 1 and he struck out 2. In the 5th, Johnson turned the Yankees back 3 up and 3 down. And that's the first time that that has taken place today as the Yankees scored 3 runs off the starter Bob Buell in the 1st, 2 runs in the 3rd off Juan Pizarro, and 2 runs off Gene Conley in the 4th inning. Leading off is Gil McDougal, and he takes a curve strike. McDougal has a sacrifice fly, has been safe on a fielder's choice, and he has walked. 0-for-1 officially, 1 run scored, a 1 run batted in. The curveball breaks wide, and it's even up at ball 1 and strike 1. Gil McDougal, Elston Howard, and Jerry Lumpy, the 1st 3 men to face Bob Trowbridge. Yankee 7. 1-1 pitch is low outside, ball 2. Fred Haney has had to go to his bullpen frequently this afternoon against this Yankee power. New York has made good use of its base hits. 7 runs on 7 hits. The Braves have 3 runs on 7 hits. The 2-1 pitch is too low, and that's ball 3. Ball 3 and strike 1. Right-handed batter, Gil McDougal, close to the plate, and he takes ball 4. So there is the 7th walk issued by Milwaukee pitchers today. A Yankee on 1st base with nobody out. Here's 1st baseman Elston Howard, who in the last half of the 6th looks like he might have been nicked by the flying spikes of Henry Aaron at 1st base. He attempts to bunt, fouls it up, and it's strike 1. Elston Howard now checking with the 3rd base coach, Frank Crosetti, to see if that bunt sign is still on. Yankees with a 4-run lead at 7-3 have their leadoff man, Gil McDougal, on 1st base. The outfield plays Elston Howard around towards left. He's going to bunt, takes a runner going. Here's the fake to 2nd base. He is safe at 2nd base. Gil McDougal on the go that time. The pitch was low. Rice's throw was low to the shortstop, Johnny Logan, who made the tag too late of the sliding Gil McDougal. And there is a stolen base for the Yankee shortstop. And New York has a runner in scoring position on 2nd base with nobody out. Ball 1 and strike 1 on Elston Howard. Howard so far today has walked, and he was robbed of a base hit in a great backhanded play by 3rd baseman Eddie Matthews. He is batting 500 in the series, 2-for-4. He's going to try to bunt again. Takes a strike, and it's 1-2. Elston Howard had instructions that time to lay one down and try to get that runner over the third base, where he could score on a long fly ball or a base hit. Now Trowbridge out in front, the 1-2 pitch, and strike three, he is called out. Elston Howard looked at that curveball on the outside corner belt high, did not like the call, and that strikeout is number one for Bob Trowbridge. Fourth Yankee to go down on strikes, and it brings up the third baseman, Jerry Lumpy. Left-handed batter who has flied to right, single to right to drive in two big runs in the third, and was thrown out by Ernie Johnson in the fifth inning on an attempted drag bunt. McDougal leads off second base. The pitch is swung on. There is a high fly ball to short center. Aaron coming in. Logan is going back. Henry is calling for it. He makes the catch in short center field, and that's two outs. Lumpy flies out to the brave center fielder, Henry Aaron. With two outs, it brings up the second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Coleman today has flied to left field, popped out to the third baseman, and was thrown out by shortstop Johnny Logan. So Jerry, who was the leading Yankee hitter in the series in the first two games with 3-for-5, now has three hits in 8 times at bat. He is a right-handed batter. Chokes up a couple of inches on the bat. Looks out at Bob Trowbridge, and here is a curve low. It's a ball. Bob Trowbridge, who hails from Hudson, New York, is going to make his offseason home right here in Milwaukee. He is a very avid football follower, and being from New York State, he was very happy, of course, with the world champions of pro football last year, of course, the New York Football Giants. Outfield to the left, the pitch on the way, and a curve strike nips that outside corner knee high. It's even up at 1-1. The Yankees lead the Braves 7-3 in the top of the seventh inning. And it looks more and more like a battle of southpaws again tomorrow out here. Warren Spahn and Whitey Ford, that's unofficial. 1-1 pitch, in close, ball 2. Ford bested Spahn 3-1 at Yankee Stadium last Wednesday. If they go, they'll both be going with 3 days rest. Ball 2, strike 1. Braves outfield is playing deep and towards left. And here's a swing and a miss. And boy, did Coleman go around. It's ball 2 and strike 2. Jerry was looking out towards that left field wall. Down the line, it is 320. But it angles out to 355 and almost straight away left. Ball 2, strike 2. Gil McDougal on second base with two outs. Here is a curve outside. He was going to swing but held up, and it's a full count of 3-2. Bob Trowbridge may be very careful now on this 3-2 pitch. He has first base open, and the pitcher, Don Larson, due to hit next. But Larson has scared these Milwaukee fans a couple of times today with long foul drives. 3-2 pitch. A swing. Did he hold up or not? Yep, he held up. Jerry Coleman was going to swing at a breaking pitch that was low and outside. He held up, though. And that is ball 4, and Coleman moves down the first baseline. That's the second walk issued by Bob Trowbridge. And here is the big right-hander, Don Larson.
Hell-mel, yes, satisfying flavor.
Hell-mel, so friendly to your taste.
Don Larson, third base coach Frank Crosetti, yelling something out to the runner on second base, Gil McDougald. Yankees on first and second with two outs. Seventh inning, the pitch to Larson breaks low outside. To Don Larson. There's a curve outside, ball 1. Wes Covington, respecting the power of this Yankee pitcher, is pretty deep out there in left. Aaron around towards left center. The 1-0 pitch, and here is ball 2. It's too low. It's 2-0. On deck is the leadoff man, right fielder Hank Bauer. 2, no strikes. Runners lead off first and second base. A swing and a miss by Larson, and it's 2-1. Larson looks like he means business up there at the plate. Holds the bat right on the end. Bob Trowbridge checks the runner now and moves back off the rubber. Glancing back at Gil McDougal leading off second base. Jerry Coleman's on first base with 2 outs. Yankees leading Milwaukee 7-3 in the seventh. 2-1 pitch is too low, and that's 3. Ball 3 and strike 1. Now Larson is out of the batter's box looking down at Frank Crosetti. And he, with that big swing of his, might be looking for that green light on the 3-1 pitch. Here it is, and there is a strike 2. He was taking. Into the stretch, Bob Trowbridge. 3-2 pitch. Ball 4, he walks the pitcher. So Trowbridge has walked 3 Yankees here in the seventh, and New York has the bases jammed. The Yankees today have been able to deliver with these bases loaded, whereas that has been the shortcoming of the Braves, as 3 times they've had the bases loaded but have not been able to get that big hit. It was Jerry Lumpy in the third with the bases packed who singled a drive in 2 Yankee runs. Now it is Hank Bauer, who is hitless today, 0-3. Bauer tossed out with a pitch in the first inning, walked in the second, thrown out by Matthews in the fourth inning, and struck out in the sixth. 3 men on base and 2 outs. The pitch to Bauer, and a curve is low, and Del Rice forced to go to his knees for that low curveball. 1 and no strikes. Right-handed batter Hank Bauer, who began his baseball career as a pitcher long, long time ago, around 1941, swings at the line drive to center field for a base hit. 2 Yankee runs are going to score now. Runners hold at first and second base. Again, the Yankees are able to come up with that big base hit with those bases loaded. That's the first base hit off Trowbridge. And the score jumps up to 9-3 as Bauer delivers with his first base hit today. Hank drives in his third and fourth runs of the series. And New York has a big 6-run lead. The second time in this game, the Yankees have been able to get that hit with 3 men on base. Each time, a couple of runs have scored. Hit number 8 for New York, a left-handed batter, Tony Kubek, runners on first and second, swings, drives with a deep right, going back towards the wall, it may be, it is a home run for Tony Kubek. For Kubek, his second today, his second home run this afternoon. 5 runs have scored, and the Yankees now are leading by a score of 12-3. And Mickey Mantle takes a strike on the outside corner. 5 runs off Bob Trowbridge on just 2 hits, 3 walks, and the pitch is swung on, a high fly ball stroke to the left field. Wes Covington on the run is still coming in. Watching that wind now, he makes the catch. And the side is finally retired. 8 men batted. With the Yankees scoring 5 runs on 2 hits, 3 walks. There were no errors. And nobody was left on base. The score at the end of 6 1/2 innings, New York 12 and Milwaukee 3. The last half of the 7th inning, the Yankees now with a commanding 12-3 lead have hit 3 home runs, and 2 of them by the rookie left fielder, Tony Kubek. Wes Covington leads off, and he takes the strike. Left-handed batter Wes Covington is 0-for-1 today. He has walked twice and struck out. A swing and a high foul on the third base side. The third baseman coming over in front of the Yankee dugout. Jerry Lumpy makes the catch, and that's 1 away. Covington fouls out, And it brings up Nippy Jones, who will bat for the pitcher. Jones making his second appearance in the series. Has gone 0 for 1 as a pinch batter. Right-handed swinger, Nippy Jones, with one out, nobody on base, the last half of the seventh inning. And he takes a strike, it's called. No ball, one strike counts. Bob Hazel in the on-deck circle. Here is a ball high, and it's even up at 1-1. Last half of the seventh, New York 12, Milwaukee 3. Yankee outfield is playing Jones around towards left. And ball two is low, it's 2-1. Ball two and a strike one count. Don Larson has the side. Here's a swing and a ground ball to the shortstop's left over as Gil McDougal throws to first base. He is out and that's two away. Brings up Bob Hazel. Incidentally, in case you're wondering about Tony Kubek and a World Series record, the record for home runs in a single ball game is 3 and it's held by one of the game's immortals, Babe Ruth, back in 1926. 13 players have hit 2 home runs in a single World Series game. This is the 14th. And the last guy to do it is Yogi Berra, the Yankee catcher, did it last year, October the 10th, against the Brooklyn Dodgers. Left-handed batter Bob Hazel takes the first pitch low inside, a ball. Ball 1-0 strikes. Here's a swing and a high fly ball into right center field. Mickey Mantle is around to his left. Now the right fielder Bauer calling, makes the catch. And the Braves are 3 up and 3 down in the 7th. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody was left on base. And the score at the end of the seventh inning is New York 12, Milwaukee 3.
Tobacco, 100% natural tobacco. The tip you want, the all-white Hit Parade filter tip. The taste you want, that fresh, lively, natural tobacco taste.
The tobacco, the tip, and the taste you want in a great new cigarette.
Buy Hit Parade in the all-new crush-proof box or in the familiar pack.
His record was 2 wins and 3 defeats, but it doesn't tell the story of the job he turned in for Fred Haney. Don McMahon. There is the peg to second base by Del Rice. And the Yankees' Yogi Berra will lead off. Yogi, who just saw a teammate, youngster Tony Kubek, tie a mark that he and 12 other fellas had established in the World Series, that of hitting 2 home runs in a single game. Berra has one hit today, and he swings on the first pitch, a pop-up down the third baseline. It's a foul ball. Matthews over, makes the catch, and that's one out. Yogi Berra fouls out to the third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Bob Trowbridge worked one inning, allowing 5 runs on 2 hits, walked 3, and he struck out 1. Gil McDougal, Yankee shortstop, right-handed batter, swings hard, misses strike one. McDougal has a sacrifice fly, safe on the fielder's choice, and he has walked twice. So Gil, officially today, has been up only once. He has 1 RBI and 2 runs scored, a swing and a miss by the right-handed batter at strike 2. Strike 2 count. Yankees with a commanding 12-3 lead in the 8th inning. Don McMahon's 0-2 pitch is a curve that's outside. It's 1-2. Here is a fastball high, even up at ball 2, strike 2. On deck is Joe Collins, left-handed batter. Don McMahon down to the rosin sack for a moment. He's even up now with Gil McDougall at ball two, strike two, delivers, and a ball is just outside at 3-2. One out and nobody on base. Eighth inning. McMahon delivers high outside, and that is ball four. So McMahon gives up his first walk. And the Braves pitchers today have had trouble finding the plate. That is their ninth walk. A runner on first base, one out. And the first baseman, Joe Collins, in the batter's box. Outfield playing him a little bit around towards left. He takes a ball. It's in too close. Collins has been up twice so far in the series. No hits in two trips. Holds that bat high off the left shoulder. McMahon delivers a swing and a foul. He did not foul that ball, or did he? Let's see. The runner's going into second base. Collins took a good cut. It looked like for a moment he might have foul tipped that ball, but he did not. Logan was checking with the umpire. Now Rice goes out to talk to Don McMahon. A left-hander, Tanner Phillips, starts warming up in the Milwaukee bullpen. These Yankees today are getting a pretty good look at the entire Milwaukee pitching staff, as Haney has had to go to that bullpen five times after starter Bob Buell. Here's a swing and a miss by Joe Collins. It's 1-2. Collins, who is 34 years old, stands 6 feet even, 190-pounder from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Now lives over in New Jersey. A ball is high, and it's even up at 2-2. Ball two, strike two on Yankee first baseman Joe Collins with Jerry Lumpy on deck. New York has Gil McDougall on second base, one out in the eighth inning, and the Yankees with a 12-3 lead. McMahon delivers, and here's a swing and a foul over towards the Braves dugout. Ball two, strike two. The attendance today is 45,804. 45,804. Don McMahon into the stretch. The right-hander sets himself, glancing back over the right shoulder, delivers, and it's strike three, and Collins is called out. So there is strikeout number one for Don McMahon. Joe didn't like that call. Starts the long walk back to the third base dugout. Runner on second base with two outs as Jerry Lumpy, a left-handed batter, steps in. He swings and lines one foul down the left field line. It's strike one. Lumpy has one hit in four times at bat. So in the series now, he has two hits in five trips, hitting at 400. As Jerry came up with a base hit as a pinch hitter the other day at Yankee Stadium. Strike one count. Runner leads off second. And the pitch is low. It's a ball. It's even up. Ball one and strike one. Second baseman Jerry Coleman kneels down in the on-deck circle. 12-3. The Yankees lead the Braves, and the pitch is a strike call. It's 1-2. Ball one, strike two. McDougald on second base starts angling off the bag now as McMahon goes into the stretch, and the pitch is high inside. It's ball two. A very long ball game today, approaching the three-hour mark. The longest game in the history of the World Series, 3 hours and 28 minutes. Back in 1945, the series between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago Cubs. That game went 12 innings. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a ground ball past the mound over as McMahon grabs the ball, throws to first base. He is out, and that retires the side. Lumpy tossed out by McMahon in the eighth inning. No runs and no hits. No errors. One man was left on base, and the score at the end of 7 1/2 innings is New York 12 and Milwaukee 3. In the last half of the eighth inning, Del Rice leads off for the Braves. The Milwaukee catcher has one hit and three times at bat. He single in the second.
and he takes Larson's first pitch low inside a ball. In the fourth inning and in the sixth inning, Bryce was tossed out by the Yankee third baseman, Jerry Lumpy. Here is a curve that is outside. It's ball two. In the last half of the eighth inning, Don Larson will face Rice, Frank Torrey, and Red Shanedienst. Yankees lead by 9 runs at 12-3. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and a ball three is outside, 3-0. Ball three, no strikes. Larson's next pitch, here is a strike call. It's 3-1. Del Rice. Nobody on base, nobody out. Big right-hander, Don Larson, fires ball four in close. So there's the third walk given up by Larson. And we now pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Whitey Ford is loosening up in the Yankee bullpen, probably loosening up for tomorrow's assignment, although that is not official. We are getting a runner for Del Rice. This is the bonus rookie from the University of Wisconsin, Johnny Demerit. Johnny Demerit. Frank Torrey, a left-handed batter with a runner on first base and nobody out. Larson comes down with the first pitch and a strike is called. Demerit was put on the eligible list at the last second when it was learned that the Braves center fielder, Billy Bruton, would not be able to participate in this 57 Classic. Ball one and no strikes. Torrey swings and slashes one foul down that third base side. It's even up at 1-1. Ball one and strike one. The University of Wisconsin has given the major leagues a couple of outstanding stars, Harvey Keene, the shortstop, and Red Wilson, the catcher. Now Bob Grimm begins loosening up that money arm in the bullpen in right center. Here is a pop foul on the third base side. Yogi Berra is hustling over. He has a shot at this one. Makes the catch. Frank Torrey leaning out for a changeup. Fouls out to catcher Yogi Berra. One man is out, and we go to the top of the batting order. Second baseman, Red Shanedienst, who three times today has singled in the right field and has driven in one of Milwaukee's 3 runs, with a single to right in the second. Flying to short center field in the fourth, so the redhead has 3 hits in 4 trips. Runner on first base with one man out. The pitch is a strike call inside corner around the knees. Last half of the eighth, New York with that big lead, 12-3 over the Braves. Demerit on first base, and Shanedienst swings. It's a pop-up in the short left center field. Coming in is Tony Kubek. The shortstop is going back, and Gil McDougal makes the catch for the second out. Shanedienst pops out to Gil McDougal in short left center field. That's two-way, and it brings up the Braves shortstop, Johnny Logan. Johnny has walked, called out on strikes, single to center, and he has single to left. 2 hits in 3 times at bat. And in the series now, he has 3 hits in 9 trips. Right-handed batter, Larson's first pitch breaks outside a ball. Ball one and no strikes. That strong wind continues to blow in from left field down towards home plate. Demerit leads off first. Here's a swing and a foul. It's back towards the screen, and it's ball one and strike one. Well, tomorrow out here, we'll probably see Warren Spahn against Whitey Ford. It is Warren Spahn for sure. Casey Stengel was not so sure when asked that question by the newspaper man. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Too low, ball two. He said, let's wait and see what happens today. And I imagine old Case has a little bit of a smile on his face down there in that third base dugout, as his Yankees have showed their tremendous power with that 12-3 lead. Two outs, 2-1 pitch, and ball three is outside. It's 3-1 on Logan. On deck is Eddie Matthews.
We will have a new Milwaukee catcher in the ninth inning as DeMerritt went in to run for Del Rice. 3-1 pitch, a swing and a bouncing foul. Bouncing up into the box seats on the first base side, and now it's a full count on Johnny Logan. Ball three and strike two. Logan is another ball player who hails from the state of New York, out of Endicott. But he has made his home here in Milwaukee for the last 3-4 years. Right-handed batter facing the right-hander, Don Larson. Two outs. Runner on first base running. 3-2 pitch swung on. A drive to right center field. Going over his baller on the run. He makes the catch. And that retires the side. Logan lines out to Hank Bauer. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man was left on base. At the end of the eighth inning, the score is New York 12, Milwaukee 3. Del Crandall is behind the plate, replacing Del Rice. Del Crandall, who caught the first two games of the series at Yankee Stadium, back in harness again. And he'll be catching Don McMahon, the sixth pitcher used by the Braves. Eight pitchers have seen action today. Two for the Yankees as Don Larson came on for starter Bob Turley in the second. The Braves have stranded 11 runners so far in the first eight innings. And with the bases loaded three different times, they failed to come up with that big base hit that might have made a difference. But the Yankees have been able to deliver with those bases jam-packed, and they have piled up that 12-3 lead. Jerry Coleman leads off against Don McMahon. Coleman, Larson, and Bauer will face this right-hander in the ninth inning. Coleman has no hits in three trips. He has walked once, and he has scored a run. The pitch is high inside, a ball. Ball one and no strikes. McMahon, ready to go to work again, fires high inside, ball two. Don is a very fast worker, does not take too much time between pitches. Ball two and no strikes. Second baseman, Jerry Coleman. Ball three is high inside, and that's the third time in a row Coleman has had to fall away from home plate. High inside pitches, ball three and no strikes. Here's the 3-0 pitch, and a strike is called as he hits the outside corner knee high. Ball three and strike one, and strike two. Full count of 3-2. The right-hander throwing for the Braves in the bullpen now is Lou Burdett. Here is a strike three, and Coleman knew it. Jerry Tookman right down the alley. So that is strikeout number two for Don McMahon and his fifth World Series strikeout in 3 1/3 innings. Don Larson, who has pitched very fine in relief for Casey Stengel. He was tagged for two runs and a home run by Aaron in the fifth inning. Up for the fourth time today, and here is a strike on the inside corner above the knees. Larson was thrown out by Matthews. He has been called out on strikes, and he has walked. Strike two, a curveball in there. Milwaukee outfield, deep towards left. Strike two count. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and it's outside, a ball. New York is leading Milwaukee 12-3 in the ninth. And the 1-2 pitch, too low, ball two. Ball two and strike two. Entirely different type ball game than we witnessed the first two games. 2-2 pitch, ball three inside. Now it's 3-2. Yankees took that opener 3-1, and the Braves bounced back with a 4-2 victory the next day. The 3-2 pitch, and ball four for the second time in a row, Larson draws a walk. That is the second walk given up by Don McMahon. And the 10th Yankee to get a free pass today. Larson putting on that warm-up jacket at first base. Hank Bauer, who delivered with the bases loaded. In the 7th, a single to center field, driving in 2 runs. Steps in the batter's box. He has 1 hit today and 4 times at bat. Been on base twice with that single and a walk back in the 2nd. A right-handed batter. The first pitch to Bauer. Swung on a ground past the mound. Picked up by Shane Deans. He throws to first base out. They have the runner trapped now between 1st and 2nd. Larson lets Story make the tag, and that retires the side. A double play. Don Larson held up, so Shane Deans wouldn't be able to make the tag. So the redhead threw over to first base to get Bauer. And then they had Larson on the one down, and Torrey made the tag to retire the side. So in the top half of the 9th inning, it's no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Milwaukee will send up Eddie Matthews, Henry Aaron, and Wes Covington. The first 3 men to face Don Larson, who is ambling out towards the mound. Yankees with that 12-3 lead. Eddie Matthews, leading off, has popped to third base, walked twice, and flied to left field. He has no hits in 2 trips. And the Milwaukee third baseman is still looking for his first World Series base hit. He has gone hitless in 8 trips, which has hurt the Milwaukee offense, as he drove in 94 runs for the Braves during the National League season. A left-handed batter standing off to the right of the plate, watching Don Larson as he takes his warm-up throws. There is the peg to second base. The first 3 games of the series have drawn a total of 180,482 fans, with the attendance today 45,804. Left-handed batter Eddie Matthews in the box, facing the right-hander Don Larson. Outfield deep to the right. Here is a curve inside, a ball. Ball 1 and no strikes. Larson checks his sign with Yogi Berra. Fires high, ball 2, 2-0. Milwaukee has 7 hits, 4 off Larson. They had 3 off the starter, Bob Turley, who lasted 1 2/3 innings. And there is ball 3. It's low, 3-0. Larson has walked 3 Milwaukee hitters. And the Yankee pitchers have given up 7 walks, so there have been 17 walks in the game today. 3-0 pitch, and ball 4. That is walk number 4 issued by Larson. Henry Aaron stepping in the batter's box. Drove in his first 2 runs of the series in the 5th inning when he hit a home run over the right center field fence. He has popped to short, fly to right field, and grounded out to 3rd base. So the right-handed hitting center fielder has 1 for 4, and he takes a spike on the outside corner. Henry Aaron. The left fielder, Wes Covington, follows Aaron in the batting order. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a line drive in the center field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews rounding 2nd base is going to hold up now as Mantle throws the ball back into the 2nd baseman, Jerry Coleman. Aaron singles to center. Line drive on a high pitch. Up around his shoulders, and that puts Milwaukee runners on 1st and 2nd base. Nobody is out. It brings up the left fielder, Wes Covington, who has walked twice, struck out, and fouled out to the 3rd baseman. Eddie Matthews on 2nd base. Henry Aaron on 1st base with none out. Last half of the 9th, the pitch to Covington. A swing and a miss. Strike 1. Wes, who was leading The Braves in hitting with 4-for-8. Now has 4-for-10. Looking for his first base hit today. And he takes high. Ball one and strike one. Ball one and a strike one count. On a strong left-handed batter, Wes Covington. Larson stretches. Delivers, and there's a swing and a fly ball to left field. Going over on this one is Tony Kubek. He is there. He makes the catch. And it is one away. Brings up Andy Papko, who's going to bat for the pitcher. Remember now, after the last man is out, be sure to stand by for Bill Corum's summary and highlights of today's game. One of the really great students of baseball, Bill brings you the story of the day's play in his own wonderful way. Bill Corum. Andy Papko batting for the pitcher, Don McMahon, and a right-handed batter takes a strike. 36-year-old outfielder who hails from the state of Wisconsin, born in Boyceville. Runners on first and second base. He takes a curve low, and it's even up at ball one and strike one. Andy Papko, with one hit and eight times at bat in the series, batting at 125. Yankee outfield plays around towards left. Runners on first and second base. The pitch swung on. There's a drive down the left field foul line. Back towards that wall goes Tony Kubek. This is a foul ball over the fence. Andy Papko hit one a long way that was foul. And as far as Don Larson is concerned, it's just a long, loud strike. And it puts the veteran outfielder in the hole. Ball one and strike two. Pulling that ball down the left field line, it has a curve to it, and that one curved just outside the yellow foul pole, located 320 feet down the line. So it's ball one and strike two. Runners lead off first and second base. The one and two pitch is too low, and it's even up at two and two. Henry Aaron on first base. Eddie Matthews on second base. One man is out. Yankees 12, Milwaukee 3, the last half of the ninth inning. Andy Papko crouching over, bat poised high off the right shoulder, watching the right-hander Don Larson, and the pitch is high, ball three. Full count of 3-2. The right fielder, Bob Hazel, on deck. Larson checks with Yogi Berra. Runners lead off first and second base. 3-2 pitch, ball four, and the bases are loaded. That is walk number five given up by Don Larson. And Yankee pitchers have given up 9 walks today, Brave pitchers 10. So a total of 19 walks have been issued in this game. You expect to see that kind of pitching as far as 19 walks are concerned along around exhibition time during spring training when the boys are working out those winter kinks. And for the fourth time today, the Braves have loaded the bases. The first three times they failed to get that big base hit. Now there's one out, and Bob Hazel, 0-for-3 this afternoon, the left-handed batter, takes high outside, a ball. Milwaukee has Matthews on third base, Henry Aaron on second base, and Andy Papko on first base. Braves trail the Yanks 12-3. Don Larson delivers, and there's a swing and a high foul on the third base side, carrying over to the box seats behind the Yankee dugout, and the count is even up at ball one and strike one. Bob Hazel. He was part of the deal from Cincinnati that gave the Redlegs George Crow a couple of years ago. And was brought up during midseason and proved a phenom all the way through the rest of the year. There is a ball high, ball two. Ball two and strike one. A free swinger. And he's up there with three teammates on base and one out. Del Cramble on deck. The pitch swung on and fouled off to the left. The count is even at ball two and strike two. Hazel has grounded out to the shortstop. He has flied to Kubek and he has flied to Bauer. He walked his first trip in the second and scored Milwaukee's first run on a single by Red Shandings. Ball two, strike two. The big right-hander, Larson, comes down with the next pitch, a swing and a foul past the first base coach, and the count remains at 2-2. Larson, with the no-wind-up delivery, has the habit of twitching his shoulders just before the pitch. If you watch these pitchers closely during the course of a season, you'll notice they have unusual personal habits. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's too low. A curve is 3-2. So it's one out. Larson has to come in with that pitch now as it's 3-2. Bob Hazel steps out of the batter's box for a second. The left-handed batter gets ready. Larson tugs at the bill of his cap, gets his sign from Berra. 3-2 pitch, a swing and a high fly ball in the short left. Going back is Gil McDougal, the infield fly ruling in effect. The catch is made by McDougal, and it's two away. With the bases loaded, one out, the infield fly ruling went into effect. Batter automatically out. The runners advance at their own risk. So that is two away, and here is Del Crandall up for the first time in this ball game. Crandall of the series has two hits and seven trips, batting at 286. Base is loaded, and a curve is low. Ball one. Ball one and no strikes. Two outs, a swing and a high foul on the third base side. Going over is Jerry Lumpy, but this one is a souvenir for a lucky fan, and it's even up at 1-1. The Braves left the bases loaded in the first inning, the second inning, and the sixth inning. They again have three men on base, but nobody can punch that cash register. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Crandall cutting hard. Ball one and strike two. Yankees 12, Milwaukee 3. Here is the 1-2 pitch and a strike three. The ball game is over. And in the last half of the ninth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and three men were left on base. The final score, the New York Yankees 12 runs, 9 hits, and no errors. The Milwaukee Braves, 3 runs, 8 hits, and 1 error. In just a moment, Bill Corum will review the highlights of today's game for you.